Is the mic still on?
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
You're listening to the Is the Mic Still On podcast, recorded at Dead End Studios here in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for listening, sharing, subscribing to the show. We appreciate it. To engage with other listeners of the show, you can head over to Reddit, Discord, Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook and even Twitter to see all of our links. You can go to Instagram.com/isthemicstillon and click the Linktree link, and it'll take you to all of our sites. So I'm here, Ken. Joining me is the regular crew. We got Sophie, we got B, we got Mike, we got FIFO, but Rod isn't here. Sitting in for him from Dead End Gaming is Tyler. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, what up, though?
Thank you for joining us this week. This is your first time being on with the new format, right?
It is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So far the feedback has been positive, so we'll keep it going another week. So we're going to jump into facts only, which I guess the only one really was JD denying that Jay-Z told him to take that same deal that that broke when Brian Michael Cox came out and said that it was the same exact deal. He was on V103 with Tigger. Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
Is that
mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay.
Yeah, he's not. He's here now.
Yeah, yeah. That kind of threw me off. So mm-hmm. Yeah. So he denied that conversation ever took place.
So long story short, Hov called me when he saw this clip, right? And he called me and we talked about the clip.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I came up here today is to just make sure that I let everybody know he never told me don't do what I was doing.
Okay.
Right? And I think that's the part that I see Flex said confirmation. Everybody, like, you know, when I tell people that he and I spoke,
right,
they run with that.
Mm.
That's not a secret. Everybody knows Jay-Z's my man, right? Jimmy and Jay-Z is like this.
Right.
So we speak, you know, and it's not, I didn't think that my friends and myself, me speaking to my friends is like a secret, right? So you asked me when I walked in here, did I speak to Flex? Yes, I spoke to Flex. Right. And I told Flex, I spoke to Hov.
Right.
Me and Hov spoke. From there, you know, I don't have no control. Capital letters on Twitter. I'm like, wow.
Look, man, how many people are actually gonna hold up to being anti-Jay? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think JD just probably folded under the pressure. He didn't want to deal with that. He didn't want to deal with the Beehive. He didn't want to deal with the Jay supporters. He didn't want to deal with all that. He's like, nah, man, he ain't never said nothing. Keep it moving.
What?
Possible.
Why would he care about backlash? He received backlash for what he just said with the female.
Yeah, but and that wasn't going to be as big either. Yeah, and I agree with that.
He's
too, Tyler.
Tired. He don't want no more smoke.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of smoke. I feel like if something happened, I would just admit it, but whatever.
Why? Like when you already know,
true.
Yeah, but you already know like how much negativity you're gonna get.
But wouldn't the negativity fall back more on Jay-Z instead of him?
Nah.
Okay.
Because at the end of the look, man, to make an omelet, you gotta crack some eggs, and to be a billionaire, you done stepped on some people, and we know that. You know what I'm saying? And Jay and B, they're powerful enough, and their fan base is powerful enough that it's just gonna add more heat onto JD. So you know, he played the fifth. I ain't got shit to say. I feel him.
I don't know, man. I listened to the interview, and I'm somewhat mixed because I heard what Brian Michael Cox said. He seemed very clear.
He did.
And what JD and him discussed. And then he came on the show and he tried to say he had been drinking and that he said what he said.
Alcohol. No, you can't do that, man. Come on.
And then he turned around and said, but everybody else didn't hear everything else I said about, you know, me saying I hope it worked and all the positive stuff. They just took that one clip. Well, that one clip was pretty huge, man. Like, you went on to your show after a deal broke and told a conversation that you allegedly had with Jermaine Dupri, And it just seems odd to me that after all of the backlash, you're going to kind of backtrack and blame it a little bit on alcohol. I don't know. That just seems somewhat weird.
And weak. Like alcohol, out of all things, that's what you're going to blame it on?
It's the easiest thing to blame it on.
Yeah.
Alcohol or women. What else are you going to blame it on?
You could have just...
I'm going to leave it. But what's the first thing you say? I was drunk.
That's true.
Because you know when you're drunk,
anything can happen.
That's the excuse. I'm just saying it's weak.
Or it could be the reason why he was so loose with what he was saying. That he wasn't, sober enough to keep his mouth shut. You know, that probably was something that shouldn't have got out, if it's true. Mm-hmm. You know, we have JD denying it. But it was just Brian was really, really quiet on that whole episode after he said what he said. And JD was kind of just going through the whole situation of what happened.
Oh, wait, did he say it while Jermaine Dupri was there?
Yeah. So they opened with Brian Michael Cox, and then they eventually got to Jermaine Dupri maybe a couple of minutes later.
But he was in the same room.
Yeah.
So why didn't Jermaine
Wait. Are you talking about the interview or the podcast?
I don't know why I'm asking. Cause I don't know.
Okay, so when Brian Michael Cox said it, Jermaine Dupri was not there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just him and his homies doing the podcast.
Gotcha.
And that's when he revealed that information. So,
and you already know Jay-Z people hit up Brian Michael Cox too and be like, "Hey, bro, you better not say nothing else."
I can't believe that all that got shut down.
You say you can?
Absolutely.
All that got shut down. Come on, man.
Why do you think Kanye was up talking about, "Hey, don't kill me, bro. Don't kill me." I don't think all of that is really a joke.
Right.
I think Jay-Z definitely has people where he's like, okay, well, take I one want phone this
call.
Done.
Yeah, one phone
it's
call.
Done.
Yeah.
I don't know if he really sent him after Jermaine Dupri, but.
Well, JD did say that he and Jay spoke after he got
sure
out.
I'm sure they did.
And JD was saying, if I remember correctly, that it wasn't me that said that. It was Brian Michael Cox. And maybe JD Smart. Said, you kind of need to, you know.
Fix this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because he wasn't going
to come. For you to fix this.
Yeah, because JD was like, I wasn't going to really say anything. Everybody was asking me to come on, do interviews, all this, that, and the other. He said, but I didn't say it, so I wasn't going to do any interviews.
You should have asked him why the fuck he told Brian Michael Cox that shit. Why did you even say anything?
And that's why this whole thing is weird. I could really see JD and Brian Michael Cox having a conversation after the thing went down.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway. But
he really said it wasn't me. I'm just cracking up because he made like a whole album. At first he was like, I've been drinking. And now he's like, it wasn't me. But he caught me on the counter. It wasn't me. Like, every single excuse is like a song, and I'm just cracking up.
Yeah. And then the misdirection, like, but, you know, I said good things. Like, nobody care about the good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people are saying they want the thing to work out. They just think it's a little funny. Mm-hmm. It looks a little funny. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. So, anyway. So, yeah. So that was the facts only for this week. Let's jump into to topics. Mr. 430. Oh, you got my brother.
Well, I got two small things. I mean, one is personal and then the other one is like techie stuff. But the first one I finally tried out that went to Slutty Vegan on Friday.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
Change your life.
It was good. I tried the Impossible Burger. Mm-hmm. That shit was good. Yeah. That shit was good as hell. And I only waited like about 35 minutes.
Damn.
They're not as crazy anymore. Yeah, it depends on what time of day you go to now.
Yeah, it was
people
about,
are over it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I think I caught the tail end of it. But I mean, it was still people lined up for it. But it was just like it was about a 35 minute wait. So it was
which
good.
One did you have?
The Impossible Burger.
They're all Impossible Burgers. What was on it?
I don't even know. I really don't know.
Were you drunk too?
No, I wasn't. No, I mean,
how you don't remember what was on it?
I don't remember.
Was there shrimp on it?
No, it wasn't no shrimp on it.
Yeah, you fucked up then. You should have called somebody. I'd have told you which one to get.
Which one to get? They just said, just try the Impossible Burger. I didn't know it was.
Yeah.
Vegan shrimp.
What's that made out of?
I don't know.
Depends on who you ask.
Does it look like shrimp?
If you ask Eric, it's made from real shrimp.
I know it was pretty big. I mean, it looked like it was a burger, but it wasn't a burger. And
what?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean,
you said it looked like a burger, but it wasn't
like
a burger.
Yeah, it looked
spaghetti?
Like a, yeah, it looked like a burger. I mean, like a meat, but it wasn't. I don't know. This shit tastes good. Look, this shit fucking tastes good. That's all I know. It was big, and this shit was.
Meant it looks like a burger, but it's not burger meat.
Yeah, it's not burger meat.
Be
yeah.
clear with yeah, the people. Yeah. I was like, what spaghetti? The fuck? What are you eating?
Yeah, it's just like it looked like a burger, a hamburger, but it wasn't a hamburger technically, or whatever. If that
okay.
makes sense. technically. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was good, though. It was good.
So is everything else from Slutty Vegan, like, gluten-free and all that other random shit? Okay. I don't
eat gluten-free shit.
I just feel like
that's just nasty as fuck.
Yeah.
It tastes like cardboard.
It does.
No, this shit didn't. This shit was good.
I try not to talk about it because some people eat gluten-free stuff and they're like,
you don't want
to
offend them?
I guess not, because they'd be real sensitive about their allergies and shit. So
that's cute.
Yeah. I mean,
it ain't our fault you eat nasty ass food. I'm sorry you have to, but y'all eat nasty ass food.
I just think that it's very interesting. Like, when you travel to other countries, depending on which ones you go to, they don't really honor different allergies, and like they don't accommodate the way that they do in America. There's like so much this free and anti this and lactose free, like all that stuff. You go to somebody else's country and be like, we have this and this, pick one. Like,
yeah, because we're putting all kind of fucked up shit in our foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you just kill them,
so we
gotta
sell the fucked up version and then the regular version.
Right, it's called capitalism.
Organic, which it really be the same, just $2 extra. You can't convince me otherwise. I'm sorry.
It's nope. Different.
It is
different.
But I don't pay it. It is different.
Just ring it up the same.
No, that's not what I meant.
So it's $2 more if it's gluten-free?
No, if it's organic.
It's organic? Oh.
Yeah.
It's more expensive.
I can deal with some pesticides to save that couple bucks.
Just wash it off.
Exactly. Just clean it. It'll be all right.
And the other one I had was, it was pretty interesting. I think I texted you or texted one of my boys earlier about it this week. That Disney Plus is pretty much going to be on every OTT streaming, OTT over the top television, for those that don't know. Like, it's going to be on every streaming device except for Amazon Fire Sticks, which Amazon, I know, that's crazy, right? Like,
you can't. That's gangster.
And it makes me interested, like, how Roku sales is it going to, like, go up a lot once this Disney Plus drops in November?
So you said. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to ask. So you're saying you cannot get it on Amazon Fire Stick?
Nope.
What the fuck is that?
No, that's crazy.
Well, fuck you, Disney.
It's called
Amazon. Fuck you and all your
Disney. No,
Disney.
It may not be.
Oh, it might
Disney.
Be Amazon.
It might be Amazon.
Amazon are assholes.
But and you got to think, like, Amazon is a competitor. Like, Amazon has their own Amazon Prime Video. They have their own original TV programming.
Yeah, but none of them are really doing all that well.
I feel
so
you.
So it's smart to just go ahead and take this Disney
Plus. A deal might be done before November 12th, which is the launch date. But as of right now, Disney Plus will not be on Amazon Fire.
So I got to buy something else.
Yeah,
either Roku, anything, bullshit. Anything.
Yeah, Apple TV,
Xbox, PlayStation, Chromecast, Android. Boxes.
Damn, there are a whole bunch.
And Chromecast is mad cheap too.
Well, I already have one, but Chromecast is just. I don't want to have to cast something from my
right. Yeah.
No, but it has its own like stuff too, just like Amazon Fire. Oh,
it doesn't have software built. Yeah,
no, or the have first a regular Chromecast.
Yeah, probably like one of the first versions that came out.
Yeah, that's
from,
what I'm saying.
From Chrome. What do you mean?
I don't think they built one.
I'll hit you up. I got you.
Bro. No, you got some fucking bootleg broke down. Like,
what do you mean?
What Chromecast?
Bro,
is?
I worked.
Yeah, I thought too. Yeah,
I got you, bro.
Oh no,
I don't want your legal you. Shit. I don't want nobody show up my.
Mike, I'm still here, bro.
I know, but okay. I'd be the one that could get caught. You'd be in the back, just be like, I mean, I didn't make you do it.
Nah, man.
Oh, 6'9".
Come on, man. I'm legit, bro. All
right.
Because
I'm junior. I'm not senior. Okay.
I don't know what that means. You have to explain that.
My dad.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm not my father.
Gotcha.
Mm. But yeah, I was just saying, like, Amazon is literally the number one leading, like, you know, OTT source that people use now. Roku being.
Really?
Roku being.
Oh, the Fire Stick.
Yeah, Fire Stick. By people using Fire Stick and Fire TV. So I'm like, why would Disney.
That's smart.
That's crazy.
That's smart by Amazon.
You think that's smart on Amazon?
Yeah, hold out. Mm-hmm. Get a bigger piece. You can negotiate a better deal.
Oh, this is Disney Plus.
Yeah, Disney's not going to negotiate no bigger deal.
Man, Amazon, business.
Disney will be like, well, get it somewhere else.
Right. Numbers matter, bro.
Exactly. And Disney has the numbers. They're not worried about Amazon.
Who's a bigger company?
Between Disney and Amazon? Disney? I would say Disney. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Amazon's bigger.
Amazon has more money than Disney.
Yep.
I'm looking at it. Really?
I'm not gonna say he's wrong.
But don't you think Disney might have more pull though?
I think Disney has more money, but I'm gonna wait till FIFA pulls.
I don't know about
because
the money. I think
because the last time I jumped on FIFA's side, I got fucked up. When it came to the numbers, FIFA had me for the okie doke.
Right.
I think it also kind of depends on what you're talking about. Because when you think about, like, specifically media, you think that Disney would kind of be the bigger thing. But when you think about everything that Amazon does and has a hand in, you know, like, I could kind of see that. I could see Amazon being a little bit bigger than them.
So Money.com says that Amazon hit $1 trillion.
What does Disney have?
September 4th, 2018. I'm doing Disney now.
Okay.
It's crazy.
I'm not surprised by that at all. I would just assume that Disney had more money than Amazon.
And I don't know. The Walt Disney Company is worth an estimated $130 billion. That's June 10,
2019.
Wow.
Damn.
Amazon on
Amazon's
play,
huge, bro.
Wow.
They're the biggest company in the world now.
Mm-hmm. They overtook, I think it was Apple. Was it Apple?
Apple's like number 3 or 4. Walmart's up there. I know Walmart's like in the top 5.
Is Walmart bigger than Disney?
I don't know.
That don't matter. Nah. Okay.
How about anybody hitting the trillion?
Nah, hell no. Yeah. Nobody, when I saw that,
I'm like, man, that's going to hurt Fire Stick. Because, like, everyone's already talking about getting the
trillion. You can't hurt Fire Stick.
I know you can't hurt. Yeah,
nothing can hurt Amazon right now. Yeah. They run in the game. And I put it to you like this. I know we're going a little bit left.
No,
but
that's good.
Amazon is going to take either FedEx or UPS out of business. Watch.
And that's why. And FedEx recently pulled out.
I hope it's FedEx.
I do too. I hate FedEx.
FedEx pulled out of what?
Yeah, I think FedEx. They pulled out of their shipping deal with Amazon. Their contract is up.
So right before the holidays.
Yeah, we're not going to renew.
Yeah, and it's smart on Amazon's part because it's part of vertical integration. Why am I going to pay somebody for something I can invest in and just make money off of?
Let me tell you something. You order something on Amazon and say like it's 2 days, that they will dead ass show up in 40 minutes. Like.
Oh yeah.
So sorry to be late. Like, oh my god.
I just ordered from Amazon and I ordered it Prime and it was like every day I went on there it was like, "Oh, your item is late."
Huh?
It was like swear to god. Mm-hmm. It was a day later. "Oh, your item is still late. Sorry." By like the fourth day, I had to cancel it because it was just like, "Oh, your item's lost."
But that happened to me once before. That happened
like,
to
we
me.
Can't find your shit.
That happened to me once.
They be stealing shit though.
That happened to me once.
Because you know what? One time I ordered something, and this is like the first time this ever happened to me. It said it arrived, and I'm like, "All right, cool. Like, whatever." It wasn't in the house, so I went to the mailbox, and I was like, "It's not in the fucking mailbox." So I was like, okay, normally when it says it's arrived, they have some way to document it. I go to my orders and I look and it's a picture of my mailbox with the package in there.
Mm. Oh, so somebody stole it.
Yeah, nigga.
Begin, people. Boy.
Well, that's not what happened with mine because mine flat out said it's lost.
Right.
And then it said you can't order it again. Mm. So I was like, what the fuck? What? How does that work?
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing
that's
ever.
Weird.
They just ended up refunding me, but.
Yeah, that's happened to me.
But they're really good about that.
I order a lot of shit from Amazon, so there will be, you know, that 1-2% error.
Yeah, of course.
You know, that's going to happen. So it has happened, but for me, I've ordered something, they kept sending me the wrong item.
What?
And I was like, oh, that ain't right. And then, like you, they sent the picture. I was like, oh, wait, that was the thing they sent me that's wrong. So I sent it back, and they sent back the wrong motherfucking shit again.
Okay.
So now I'm going to have to send it back. But you got to be careful about the companies you order from, too.
That, too.
Or the SKU that the Amazon warehouse is pulling is incorrect.
I ain't got time to be worried about all that shit. I actually have to look up SKU numbers.
I'm talking about just internal. Yeah, and I think they fucked up. Somebody did some data entry. Some one of those Amazon slaves that they got working probably put the number in wrong. Mm-hmm.
So the burger I tried was the Super Slut.
Mm.
I just looked at the menu. I remember when I saw the menu.
What's on it?
It's I got it without the cheese. I got everything on it without the cheese though. It's guacamole, jalapenos, onions, lettuce, tomatoes, and slutty sauce, the slutty vegan sauce, Hawaiian bun.
I don't understand people who put jalapenos on random shit.
Me either.
Oh, man, I love jalapenos.
Like, my coworker always gets jalapenos on her.
What do you mean by random?
Anything she puts not a fucking taco?
Basically. I don't get that shit. It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. She
jalapenos
puts,
go hard on sandwiches, though.
Yeah, sub sandwich?
They go hard out your booty hole, too, later on.
It depends on how hot the jalapeno was.
Mm. I've been eating...
No, my coworker puts jalapenos on her pizza.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
No, fucking trash. Garbage.
I don't think I would like that.
Nope.
I mean, and the burger
I'd rather
fine,
pineapples
but...
than that.
Ugh.
Wait, what?
What?
I'd rather really pineapple. Can?
Okay,
No. You have to be careful with jalapenos on pizzas, though, because they're extremely hot, and it takes away from the flavor of the pizza. So.
Exactly.
But
we're past that. Sophie said she'd rather have pineapples, and I think that's a very big problem that we should discuss.
Oh, really? Here we go.
Why?
With the bullshit.
I'm just kidding.
Mike said something.
That's fucking disgusting.
That's really not.
Debate
that
I
Well, you don't eat meat, so you don't understand the contrast.
I it, but that's fucking disgusting.
It is. And I eat meat.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tyler.
Hawaiian pizza?
You too? Yeah, I like it.
Come on. The sweet and the salty?
Just pineapple by itself.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
Pineapple ham, pineapple sausage. Like, you have to have a contrast.
You wouldn't understand.
Who else has a topic?
Real quick, no, I'm just saying, real quick before we go to off of mines, any of y'all gonna get Disney Plus when it premieres?
More than likely.
Remember I was saying, who's that girl? That's how I know her.
That's her from 13th Reasons Why, from Cloverfield.
Sorry.
Yeah. Any of y'all getting Disney Plus?
I wasn't.
I'm definitely getting. What?
Nope.
Well, you
wait a minute.
But yeah, fix this.
I'm getting it.
But it was. I can't recall. I'm going.
You're a guy with kids.
I'm gonna go politician. Get it. I can't recall exactly what was it.
Yeah.
That changed my mind. But it was
the Mandalorian trailer.
Children.
Damn.
That just came, that. No, I made my decision before then. Oh. But it was something they added. I was like, all right, fine.
You don't remember what it was?
I think maybe it was the bundle. Maybe
that
it was bundle, like,
I sent you that bundle. Remember I sent you that bundle?
Man.
What's so the bundle? So the bundle, you can either get Disney Plus for $6.99, just Disney Plus, or you can get Disney Plus. They got like a
Hulu and all
with
that
Hulu
shit.
And ESPN Plus. So so
yeah,
for people like me, Ken and FIFO, you see that shit, and it's $12.99. That's the only
dollar. Yeah.
Oh, so I may as well just get that anyway because it's still cheaper than getting Hulu and then
right. So it's like because you know they brought Hulu earlier this year, so it was like when I saw that bundle, I was like so. I was really sold when I saw that. Yeah. I was already kind of sold just on Disney Plus, but when I saw the package, I'm like, oh, yeah, ESPN Plus. Awesome.
Package, you got happy, huh?
ESPN Plus, man.
Yeah, Come on, man. I was like, all right. Well, I didn't get happy, but I was like, fuck.
It's some great content. yeah.
I give up. Yeah, okay. I did. Yeah.
It's some great content. I mean, they know it's great content on ESPN Plus.
And it's not just video. It's really articles and stuff, too. Yes. It's like it's a whole bunch of stuff for ESPN Plus. Like, because ESPN Plus, years ago, I remember I was looking at just that package. It was almost like
$15. Right.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. Yeah, so it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Yeah, you have me at Hulu.
Yeah.
I pay for Hulu, so, you know, it kind of makes sense.
You had me at Mandalorian. I didn't give a fuck about nothing else.
That trailer,
the second that shit was, like, announced, I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm getting Disney Plus.
That sold you pretty much when you saw that trailer.
Well, yeah. I mean, when the second Disney bought Star Wars, I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm getting Disney Plus, because I know they're about to pull some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. And they did.
And they did. Everything that they're coming out with is going to be on Disney Plus first.
Yeah, do you think that Disney Plus is going to have the best original content out?
For Star Wars, yes. I don't know about anything else. I don't really think about the other
Well, content. You know, the MCU is going to be...
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have, like, their own shows and stuff like that.
Hawkeye and Loki got a series.
Yep. She-Hulk, which I don't give a fuck about She-Hulk. Yeah. But yeah, there's a She-Hulk, and there's something else they just announced. Moon Knight.
Moon Knight, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you read Moon Knight.
No, I didn't.
He's like a Batman, but in all white.
Yeah,
he's dope though.
How does that work?
He's dope.
So at nighttime, he just be in bright white.
Yeah, I like Moon Knight.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, I guess that's a good question.
He's sneaking up on nobody. Yeah,
nigga, I see you, nigga. I see you, right.
Nigga. Do you know that I can see you?
Nigga, I know you are not invisible, nigga.
Right,
nigga. That's white, nigga. That's not clear, nigga. Nigga, you left the clear suit at home, man. Go get that shit.
Does he still have the Batman ears?
No, it's not really Batman. Yeah. It is like
I was about
Batman.
To say, he looked like a ghost with Batman ears.
I mean, that'd be kind of tight, too.
Hell nah.
I remember the comic books being good, but I don't think I was smart enough to be like, well, how come they...
Yeah, I swear to God, I never thought about that shit.
I never thought about it either. You old comic book ruining ass.
My bad.
You said
like Batman, so I'm thinking, okay, the night. Oh, and then you say you wearing white. How the hell? Like, how does
maybe
that work?
Maybe he just shows up in the daytime.
Yeah, maybe he reversed.
Oh shit!
He just showed up in the sunlight.
I hope so.
All right.
But yeah, that's funny. Anyway, yeah,
but that's all I got.
Disney Plus.
But yeah, no. But just kind of at least my final thoughts on that is that I think it's a smart move. If I didn't know that Amazon Fire Stick is like the biggest largest OTT devices out there, so they have the most.
One thing I'm glad I have, because I got two. I got four devices. I got a Fire Stick and a Fire TV, and then I have a Roku Stick and a Roku Premiere Ultra. So I'm like, cool. I'm glad I got some Roku devices.
I gotta buy a Roku. Are they expensive?
No, it's the same price as Fire Sticks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they gonna be? Are they gonna have a smart TV app? Samsung, LG, and Sony.
It's gonna be on LG, Samsung. Okay. All pretty much gonna be everywhere except for Amazon Fire.
So I'm gonna be straight then. You like the Fire TVs?
It's faster. I mean, I had my Fire Stick for a long time. So, but my Fire TV, the box one, that shit fast. I love.
You got the box. You don't have the actual Fire TV.
Not the box. Not the cube one. It's like
that's the 4K.
Yeah, the 4K one. Yeah.
Box. Yeah. Yeah. No, it is
fast. That stick be fucking up.
Yeah.
You be clicking it and be like.
It be delay like a mother.
You hear
it. But the people like, though. But mine is like, Mike. Like I've had.
I got a big one.
I'm talking about the
big and bulky box.
I'm talking about the Fire Stick.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
That shit's slow. Mine's slow.
I had the jailbreak one and he brought me one. I was like, he got one of the OGs.
Mine's jailbroken too, but I kind of wish I hadn't because I'm thinking that might be something that might be why it's acting like this. Because I'll click an app, it'll be like 6-7 minutes later. I'll even talk to Alexa and be like, Alexa, turn on YouTube. She'll be like,
mine don't even have
getting
Alexa
that
feature.
From YouTube. When? When? When are you getting it from YouTube?
My stick don't even have a Lexa feature, but my bigger one does.
Yours ain't got newer. Yours got LaQuisha?
No, it's just so old. It only,
you stupid as hell.
Yours got Shanaynay on it.
Hey, Shanaynay.
Shanaynay, open YouTube. Hi. I got it, though.
I think I got it, though. You said what? Amazon Music. I put up iTunes. Shanaynay ain't no damn iTunes on Amazon. What's wrong with you? Shit. Forever Shanaynay. Don't ever get killed.
Forever Shanaynay.
I'm not gonna lie, I had to come off the Fire Stick quick. Like I got it, I jailbroke it. I started watching
Apple
some
TV
stuff.
Got on. You seem like
I went Apple TV because it's more reliable.
Yeah,
click some shit, it works.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, that remote be spazzing out though.
I hate that remote.
I use the
TV remote app on the phone. I don't even use the actual remote.
That little touch thing.
That shit will have you typing in a whole sentence.
Yeah, and I don't like the, what is it, like the click feature on that shit either. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's weird as hell.
Hey, real talk, Mike. That Roku, that shit. I mean, it don't buff. It don't pause.
I just saw something that thing offered worked. A deal for
you better
Roku
make sure your Wi-Fi's together
I
though.
I think I needed it.
Oh, that thing works.
So I'm about to get it now.
Roku's not. It's all right.
Roku's
it's
nice.
It's all right.
It's not have no other right. option.
Yeah, Roku's nice.
The remote isn't my favorite.
I think people don't get them because you can't jailbreak them like you can.
I don't need to jailbreak it. I can just get it and just use it to watch Mandalorian. And I'll unplug it and put it to the side.
What's really the difference between, because I've never had any of those. Like, I've never had a Roku or an Apple TV. Like, I just do shit on my
brand
Xbox.
Name. Just brand name.
Brand name.
So it's the same
Nike,
shit on
Adidas,
there?
Reebok. It's brand the same, same thing.
Yep. Preference.
Thing. Yes.
Yep.
So none of those have anything that I can't get on my Xbox.
Nah.
All right, never mind.
Not really. Yeah. Nope.
Even though I'm thinking I want to get like a little projector for my living room, because right now I don't have like a TV in there. And I did that on purpose because I wanted it to have kind of like a 1950s feel to it. So I have my turntable in there, and that's kind of like the central piece of my living room. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking, because I kind of just miss falling asleep on the couch watching shit. And so I was thinking that I wanted to get a projector and then project it on that wall.
Do
and
it.
So I could get like a Fire Stick or something to plug into my projector, I think.
It depends on the projector. So the projector needs to have like a USB
like
out.
Or HDMI. Okay.
Yeah.
And they are making projectors
HDMI,
that have USB apps built into it too.
Oh, that's good. Okay, I need one of those. Yeah.
Damn,
but I want to get
are?
Like a mini one because I don't want it to take. I want to be able to like pull it out when I want to watch something on the couch.
Amazon got
put
plenty
it away.
Of little mini ones that okay. you can buy.
Projector's about to come up, bro. Like, for real, for real. But yeah, that's actually a pretty cool idea.
Interesting.
Got your ass thinking, huh?
What's up, FIFO?
So, couple things. Well, actually, no, I'll just stick to one, and I'll revisit the other one if nobody talks about it, but we have to talk about it. But my thing is the whole Sony and Disney, you know, controversy, losing Spider-Man in the MCU, man. Like,
oh, it's over.
Huh?
It's over.
What do you mean it's over?
They came to an agreement.
No, I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
My fault.
Yeah.
I admitted it was my fault. You ain't got to fucking reiterate it.
Because remember, like, I want to say it was like a couple of weeks ago. I stated that before that the MCU was going to keep Spider-Man if they grossed a billion. But then obviously they went to the negotiation table and Disney and them was like, yo, we want 50% of the gross revenue.
You mean Sony was going to keep Spider-Man if they grossed a billion?
No.
You said the MCU.
Yeah.
The MCU is Disney at this point.
Yeah, that's
they can't keep Spider-Man. They don't have an option to keep Spider-Man.
So part of the 2015 negotiation was if Disney took over Spider-Man and they grossed a billion, they could keep Spider-Man in the MCU.
I remember you saying this.
Yeah. I never saw that deal.
Yeah, so that was the deal. That was the deal back in 2015.
So then why didn't they do it?
Because obviously they grossed so much money that they wanted to renegotiate.
They hit a billion.
They hit over a billion.
Okay,
so why
cool.
wouldn't Disney just say, okay, cool, we hit a billion,
right.
Spider-Man's ours.
Right.
So because Disney only made 5% of the gross revenue. So Disney was like, hey, we financed everything. We're only making 5% of it. They went to Sony and said, we want 50% of the revenue.
Right.
Sony was like, hell motherfucking no.
Because that wasn't the deal.
Because that wasn't the deal.
I'm lost. So if the deal was that if Spider-Man made a billion, Disney/the MCU could keep Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
why would they not go ahead and take Spider-Man when it grossed a billion?
Because Disney wanted more money.
Because they were only getting 5% of the revenue, and they wanted
right,
more than
that. Right, but they would get all of the revenue if they just went and just
No. The deal stayed in place where Sony still owned 95, still took 95%
regardless
of the revenue.
Regardless if they made it
billion or not. I'm just saying that he stays in the MCU, meaning that his character is in Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay, when you said keep Spider-Man, that's I thought you were saying no, they were
not the IP. Gotcha. No, they don't keep the IP. Gotcha. They just are able to use the character.
Keep using him in
exactly.
The MCU.
Okay.
Keep using him in the MCU. They gross all his money. Uh-huh. So Disney was like, hey, bruh, we need 50%. Mm-hmm. Sony's like, hell no, shove it.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it's really sad because, and I don't know if y'all saw what Kevin Feige said, Tom Holland, also Stan Lee's kids, mm-hmm. where they were like, hey, you know, these executives, all they care about is money. You know, they treated my dad. Of course, we know that. They treated my dad poorly. And then I think it's an issue that they're not taking the Lee kids into consideration and even the fans. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's the fans that drive the revenue. You know what I'm saying? And let's be honest. The, what was it? The three cameos plus his two movies in the MCU were better than anything Sony has done with Spider-Man. So, and then even how do you cross that over now? Yeah, I know they got Venom, but that storyline doesn't match up with Spider-Man storyline in the MCU. Like,
so
how
again,
do you,
all of this stuff doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Sony's going to make Spider-Man pictures using Tom Holland.
So I shouldn't have shut the fuck up earlier.
Yeah,
I didn't think you did.
Speak your piece.
So you didn't know. So they already came to an agreement. It's a 70-30 split.
Oh, so they renegotiated.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Spider-Man is staying in the MCU.
Yeah. Yeah, this happened, I think, yesterday.
Okay.
So I'm kind of curious
now.
So
you just wasn't up to speed.
Yeah, not as of yesterday. Yeah. So
I had saved you some stress.
What?
A whole 5 minutes worth of stress.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
He was stressing out, too. No,
I was.
They're going to be 5%.
I was, too. It is weird as adults, that shit would bother us. But I'm with you. I was, man, for like 2 days, I was like, fuck, how are they going to fix this? What's going to happen? Man.
So do you think they used the outrage in their favor, and they meaning I can't figure out which one, right? Because once it broke, like, people were pissed.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know if MCU used it in their favor or Sony in their favor get a deal done.
Why would Sony use it in their
because people wanted Spider-Man to remain in the MCU.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Either way, they would have had to come to an agreement. Like, somebody would have had to get
it. Yeah. Yeah. And figure out what those numbers are.
Okay.
So 50-50 obviously was a no-go. Nah. So what's a comfortable number for both parties? So that's what I mean, because I didn't really react to the news when I saw it, but the more and more because I had a feeling something was going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
But really? You had a feeling?
Absolutely.
Both of y'all did?
There's no way they could let this happen.
Yeah, too much. It just grossed a billion.
They set up too much. Yeah. Like, that would just fuck up the entire thing.
No, I feel you. It's just Sony has always been assholes when it comes to stuff like this.
And
so
Disney's always been greedy. But they have to figure something out.
No, they fucked
up both of their franchises.
Yep.
I agree. And that's why I was so worried. That's why I was so distraught when I first saw it, man. Like,
we had
all
the actors, Kevin Feige, Tom Holland, is that his name? All of them were speaking out about
this. Ryan Reynolds even said, they were all saying shit because it was a stupid ass fucking move.
Yep.
But it could have been some bullshit. The whole thing could have been some bullshit.
Yeah.
They just wanted to get, like, everybody riled up.
Exactly. And it could have been a negotiation point, like Ken was alluding to. You know what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the day, we saw the difference.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the difference in the product. You know, it was a big-ass difference.
It was night and day.
Night and day. So I definitely could see Disney leaking that stuff to get the upper hand in the negotiation. And I think even throwing an unreasonable number like that originally, got them to the 30%.
Or Sony leaking it intentionally to get Disney to be like, fuck, all right, well. Because at first people were saying, fuck Sony. Then when people started thinking about it, they're like, well, shit,
fuck
Disney
the MCU.
Too.
Yeah, because 50%, like, come on, bro, you don't go from 5 to 50. I'm just saying.
That's a big jump.
That's a big-ass jump. That's a big-ass jump.
That's drug dealer type talk.
That is.
You know what I mean?
That is.
25% is tough, you know, if out of a billion.
Yeah.
Ooh, man, that's rough.
But in negotiations and business, like, it's not a real good deal unless both parties give in a little bit. And they both did.
Have you watched The Toys That Made Us yet? Have you finished
it? I keep forgetting
to watch that shit,
damn,
too.
Damn,
so
I keep forgetting about it.
A recurrent theme that I picked up.
Even Rod was telling me to watch that shit.
And this is no spoil. Are the deals. The deals that they negotiated were so terrible. And it sounds like Sony negotiated a bad deal.
by giving away, by saying, oh, we only take 5%. They had no clue. And that's why they also put such an unreasonable at the time number. A billion, because mm-hmm. they didn't think they were going to hit a billion, mm-hmm. and then it happened. And then
they right. never did. Spider-Man never hit a billion, so it's like, yeah, they're not going to hit it. Oh shit, they hit it.
Yeah, exactly. And I only got 5% of that.
Right, right.
You know, God. So
yeah. Sony. I knew at some point Sony was going to cave because Sony has done nothing for
nothing
that character at all, mm-mm. except make a mess.
Mm.
And then everybody wanted to see like Venom and Spider-Man fight, and I was like, I don't even care about that. Just give me better Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
So for a good day and a half, I was like, man, this is going to be so whack. And then poor Tom Holland, I felt bad for him because he was stuck in the contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he was just like, fuck, what are they about to do to me? Mm-hmm. They're about to ruin my whole career, and I just got one.
Mm-hmm. He was about to turn into, what's the other guy's name?
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, poor guy. Poor guy.
Anybody else?
Sophie?
Oh, hey, guys. Okay, hey. So... I just wanted to briefly discuss. There is a brand new series hosted by Rachel Lindsay and Travis Mills on MTV. It basically blah blah blah. Okay, MTV to explore what it's like to be ghosted. I guess the premise of this show is, hang on, let me read it here. Okay. MTV's Ghosted, Love Gone Missing premieres on September 10th. We'll follow two people, the ghosted and the ghost, as they try to uncover the truth behind those unanswered messages. Okay. So I brought this up for two reasons. A, why is this a thing? But then I also wanted to talk about something more personal, and I guess that's kind of opening the floor. What do you guys think of being ghosted? Is it right? Is it wrong? Are there some situations where you feel like it calls for it? Do you feel like, you know, closure needs to be given to somebody regardless of how long you've been dealing with them? Is it worth it? Like, what do you guys think about
Where are we starting? Are we starting with that part?
Honestly.
You might want to start with the MTV part, because that part.
Okay, yeah.
It's going to take over the conversation.
Right. Okay, so let's start there. Why? Like, I just don't. I mean, there's been a lot of backlash surrounding this, saying that it's promoting stalking. And I just personally feel like, okay, so I've definitely ghosted people before. And if you show up at my... Shut up.
Shocker.
I know. Yeah. No one here surprised.
Right. I've definitely ghosted people before. And I just feel like if you were to show up... Like, if I literally get a knock on my door and I'm like, oh, shit, it's an Amazon package. And then I open it up and it's like a camera crew with somebody that I stopped talking to a year ago. I'm literally... There's not going to be a show. I'm just going to close the door and go back to what I was doing or call the cops. You know? So it's like... I don't really understand how this can be a thing. I don't understand how you can get the ghost to cooperate here. I don't understand right. that.
Well, the main thing you're missing is it's all fake.
Well, I mean, there's that.
I mean, that's
really you're right. I'm sure that a good amount of this for sure is
all.
Okay.
I almost cried because like 3 days ago I found out that 99% of catfish is fake.
Duh.
I thought we
but no but not just the stories,
yeah,
but the it's most of the time it's the person that's catfished the other person that's actually contacting the show.
Duh.
It's not the person that's getting catfished.
The shit's fake.
Yes. Yeah. It's all
this
fake.
Is
wrestling.
Wait,
basically
Ken.
Yes.
In my in their defense,
shit.
I feel like the first time, because I remember Neve's like plight to success or whatever.
The movie?
Right. I feel like that was real.
That was real, yes.
And I think that maybe, because the first season was a long time ago, mm-hmm. I feel like maybe that first season when everyone was watching it mm-hmm. was like, oh shit.
Yeah, that was probably real.
Right. Maybe second season, everything after that.
Yeah.
Y'all know better at this point.
I mean, it's still my favorite show on television. It's
really?
Absolutely.
You're so
but it's definitely fake. So I think that they're just going to take that formula
and apply it to this.
Yeah, because if someone ghosted you, then how are you going to contact them because they ghosted you? So they're going to ghost the other person that's contacting about the person that they ghosted.
I'm literally not answering.
Right.
Like, I'm literally not going to answer.
Right.
Because the most that you would get from me if the show was real, first of all, I barely even answered unknown numbers. But if I were to, and it would be like, hi, is this Sophia? And I'd be like, yeah, like, what's up? So I'm just contacting you on behalf of click. Like, mm-hmm. please do not fucking talk to me.
I would love for you to answer though.
And I might stick around.
I would love
for
Sophie
call.
To be on the show. Yeah. That shit would be hilarious.
Do not come to me with that shit at all. Literally.
Stop being a spoil sport.
No, the best part about that, if I was ever on a show like that, the best part would be the reunion because I would drag that person to hell.
Damn.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I'll take that too.
Absolutely not. So, yeah. Okay. Now I wanted to open up the floor to see what you guys thought about, you know, ghosting versus not. And I'll start off by saying I have a friend who we're literally like polar opposites. And it's kind of like that's, you know, why we attract each other, whatever. Her whole stance is, you know, she's very like mental health and, obviously I understand how telling somebody else, hey, you know, I don't want to deal with you anymore. This has been good or whatever. You know, it does. Her whole theory is it doesn't take much, as the basic form of respect is communication. Just tell that other person, hey, I'm not feeling you anymore. And, you know, just throw the deuces. And while I understand that take, I definitely feel like, you know, some situations call for that. But I also feel like if you're dealing with somebody and you're just I'll speak for myself. If I'm annoyed as fuck at that person, or if I just feel like, you know, I've exhausted all my options of communicating to them normally, or this just is literally not working, and I just feel like, whatever, I just won't, like, talk to you again. Like, just fuck it. Like, I'm out. 9 times out of 10, those people really never, like, they might shoot you one text after, but they're not, like, if somebody was hounding me, I'd obviously respond and be like, look, you know, it is what it is. But I just don't give that much of a fuck. Like, especially if I've been talking to you less than, like, a month type of shit. I don't give a fuck. Like,
But what makes you, at what point do you determine that this person needs to be ghosted? Like, what is it that happens?
I think it's just, like, okay, so I'll talk hypothetical. Well, I'll talk about my most recent experience with ghosting somebody. I was dealing with somebody who I thought was cool. You know, everybody that you meet shows you their representative, and then you get to know them further. And every time we started talking, it was like an argument about whether, like social things or politics or whatever. And he would just show his ass completely every single time. And once those times started to get more and more and more frequent, I would explain to him, like, hey, you know, like, this isn't good, or, you know, the way that you think about this, try thinking this way, or, like, hey, you know, he would just be, it was just very obnoxious, I feel like, his personality. And once I kind of started to see, like, I can't fucking do this. I think one time he said something to me like, you don't fucking listen to me when I talk. And I was like, well, it's a wrap.
Did he say it like that?
No. Like, well, he texted.
Where's the lie?
He shut up, Mike. No,
shocker.
No, seriously. Shut up. Anyway.
We feel you, guy.
Nah, bruh. He was trash, Mike. You totally would have agreed. But whatever. He said something to me like that. And I was just like, oh, all right. Well, this has been fun.
Did he really say it like that, though?
No, he literally... No, well,
you
he
didn't hit him or something? I can't see you just taking that.
No, he texted me that.
Well, that's worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because that means you, like, typed down, you, like, thought about it.
Literally.
Check for spelling errors. Nothing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. And so I was like, absolutely the fuck not. Mm-hmm. But I guess my friend's whole thing is, well, you could have just told... No, mm-hmm. Fuck that shit. You got me fucked up. If somebody disrespects me,
yeah,
I'm out. Don't expect closure from me.
So you didn't reply to the test?
What did I say?
You just said, I'm not anymore.
Right, that's what I was saying.
Well, okay, so I don't remember if I did or not. This was all before my phone got washed at that pool party and I had to get a new one. I think it was God trying to tell me, hey, I'm going to kill your phone so you can never respond to this person again. But yeah, I mean, in a situation like that, I feel like that's warranted. I definitely understand that if you're kind of, you know, going steady with somebody for a while, that could be a situation where you're like, you know, hey, let me... Whatever.
With you.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I feel like in that situation, you can be like, okay, this isn't working because you do still have that mutual respect for somebody. But I definitely understand how in a situation where somebody disrespects you, calls you out of your name, or does something like that, is harmful, abusive, whatever, you do not owe that person a goodbye. Mm-hmm. But some people beg to differ.
Well, they're crazy.
And some people have me fucked up. So that's just really what it boils down to. But I don't know what y'all's thoughts on it. Her, and I always go off of what my friend says, because I mean, I can still agree with it to a certain extent. She just says, you know, it doesn't take much to tell somebody it's not working out. And I'm just like, well, but it takes a lot for me, bitch.
Yeah, it so, depends on the that. Situation. Like, I've definitely ghosted. I haven't dated in so damn long. Like, I can't give you like real examples anymore. Like, I don't really remember the last time I ghosted somebody. No, for real, bro.
But what do you feel like?
Yeah.
What do you feel like the premise would be for you, though? Thinking of knowing yourself and.
Damn.
Because really to be honest.
Because you seem a little too nice to ghost people like that.
Really?
Yeah. I can't see him doing that.
Nah, I've ghosted women. I've ghosted women.
See, I guess I don't even know him.
He's all these years, right? I feel like I don't know
you. But you trying to think of the situation?
Like, yeah, because.
Y'all good for ghosting people.
Who's y'all? Stop it. Oh, Tauruses?
Tauruses, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all trash. That's what Sophie said.
Trash. Yeah, we are. Well, I guess we can be trash. But
you hate to see.
Like if I'm not, we can be. Like
no, you know, go ahead.
It's been brought to my attention. I can be trash at times.
Wow,
so.
Sucks.
You know, it is what it is. I'm stubborn and hard headed, so I'm gonna just live my life. But no, I've ghosted women in the past. And it's just because. It probably wasn't going to go anywhere.
Literally.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it if, like, I don't feel you and it's, like, I'm not emotionally invested into you.
I'm out.
You, but so why don't you just say, like, yeah, yo, this ain't working.
It's not going to work.
Right.
Y'all a piece
because,
of shit.
Because.
Okay.
Because like Sophie was saying, right? Like, if I've been talking to you like less than a month, there is no real attachment or whatever. And then if I text you and then it takes you like a day to text back and then we not syncing, right? Like, because there, I think that there's a process of you and the other person you're trying to date, you guys kind of sync, right? Like, things work. Like, if I text you, there, you respond in a certain amount of time. You know, if I say, hey, let's do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys just naturally fall into sync. Mm-hmm. And some people, you just don't. So those people just, you just move on. Like, gotcha. Okay, I ain't, you know what I'm saying?
I ghosted somebody because of their grammar once.
I kind of feel that.
Do you understand
what?
That? Okay.
I don't know.
Side note?
Wait, hold on. Like in text message or like in email?
Because either that's, one.
Either one.
You got no excuse for using the wrong there. Fuck out of here.
No, I feel you. No. Okay, I feel you. But I'm saying, so like instead of spelling Y-O-U, like people using the letter U.
I will literally.
No, but I feel you on there. That's a pet peeve of mine.
Okay, so somebody spelled furthermore like this, and then I ghosted them.
Let me see.
Damn, his face. How did he see?
Bro, that's
you
like kindergarten.
Man?
Yeah, that's kindergarten.
I need a screenshot.
I need my own podcast of dating fails at this point.
Oh, no.
For the more. Is legit. That how? That's how she.
Wow.
That's right. How he spelled it. And I was like, you know what?
Are you serious?
This has been done.
That could have been.
No, Mike. No. I will pull up the receipts. Nah. Because
Mike,
now I'm Mike, getting
angry. You trying to put Ross?
You taking Ross from the
dash spot to help him down.
No.
He could have misspelled furthermore and it changed to furthermore.
It was autocorrect.
Now I'm upset.
Did he misspell a lot of shit? Or was it just that?
No, Apple ain't like that.
I literally.
No, Apple will fuck me a lot.
He probably had an Android.
Or duck me. Apple stays ducking me all the time.
Just please.
It's long.
No. You have permission.
I'd have ghosted him for a long ass
message.
It's probably long because.
Mike. You have permission to read this aloud on the show.
I mean, I don't really see any spelling errors, so okay. Well, I'm bothered by it because I generally like to see people happy.
Generally, not genuinely, but keep going.
Generally, that's the correct word. I generally like to see people happy in general. So that's your fault.
Yeah, you can use either or. Grammar. That's an either or.
Go ahead.
That's a correct.
Go ahead.
The word.
Go ahead.
In regards to allowed to it blow.
Let's try that again.
Oh my god.
In regards to allowed to it blows me for the because I know what the city used to be. Bro, are you fucking high or having a like what is happening?
So
let him finish
that way. The city used to have so much camaraderie. And love, and that's gone.
Ding, 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 ding.
God damn it. R usually don't want to cross window with that mindset. What the fuck are you talking about?
you didn't even get to the point where you were having this conversation with this person. Because after the first, like, two texts, I would have been like...
What does that mean? Are usually don't want to cross window with that mindset. What are you trying cross to say? Window.
When I tell you, I literally heaved
I'm with
for 10 this. Minutes Mm-mm. after reading this.
So this is perfect more. For ghosting?
Yes. No, I feel you. Okay. Because I feel like... So I do this to people on Twitter all the time, and I'll sometimes tell them, sometimes I won't. Mm-hmm. But if you send me a message and I have to read it multiple times to understand what the fuck you were trying to say,
it's
I'm good. Mm-hmm. You can be the nicest person on earth. I'm moving on with my life.
I can't do it.
Whatever you have in your brain is not important enough to me. If you can't,
it's not important enough to you to be able to like convey it in a way that makes fucking sense.
But to them, it might make sense.
Nah, bro.
But you may as well send smoke signals at this point because that shit didn't make no kind of sense. But,
if y'all only knew what we were talking right. about to elicit that response, I asked him about like Atlanta and how he felt. I don't know how he felt about like the interactions of like the dating scene in Atlanta, and that was his response. There used to be so much camaraderie. Oh, wow. In this.
Oh. He was trying to be deep. That's yeah. what sucks.
That's the worst.
He was trying to be deep.
One of my pet peeves can't do it. Oh, don't try to.
For the more.
Bro.
For the more.
Hey, bro. At this for point, that's just the title of the show for at this
the
point.
More. Yeah. For the more.
I'm done.
Well, let me, weird. Like, wow. I want to play. So
you wouldn't ghost somebody like that.
I've never ghosted anybody, actually. But let me come back to that later. But I want to say, as somebody who briefly taught English in Detroit.
Drag.
And I've seen, I was going to say, like, I've seen. Like people, like students who were like well spoken and like when they were talking, but they weren't good writers. Mm-hmm. And so I try not to, as somebody who's seen it from that side and like tried to help them, but they had like a school system that failed them before that. I try not to like judge people. I couldn't date somebody that was doing that, so I feel you. But like, at the same time,
what,
like, I'm like, oh,
what English
is not good at writing. I was an emergency English teacher at a high school in Detroit.
High school, right?
Yeah,
like 18 and under.
Yeah, I had
not
sophomores
plus.
And seniors. But I mean, I'm saying if you was in a school system that failed him, that doesn't make him, you know, a
you had so
person.
Many years to get that right after. Because how are you employed? How do you write an email?
But I can see misspelling a couple of words.
For the more?
Yeah. No, it's not even just the furthermore. Yeah. It's none of that made
in
any
regards
sense.
To allowed to, none it blows
that.
Me.
See, that's an issue
cross
with communication.
Windows.
Like, I can't communicate to you. And you can't communicate to me. Like, if you're in an emergency and your car broke down and you're writing like that, I don't know what's happening. I would think you're at a party having a great time. But in reality,
literally.
You just got carjacked. And I'm like, bro, I didn't know. Well, how did you not the know of the face? Bro, what?
Furthermore, my battery died.
No, it's not even furthermore. It's
and the tires are crossed. My tires are crossed, bro. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what's going on. What
the hell? Tires are crossed. I need help.
Oh, shit.
So man. I guess I'm just here on the podcast to say, I understand I understand why some people don't believe in ghosting, but I'm not even going to say I'm a ghosting advocate because I'm not, I don't think you should be an asshole. If you have a, you know, time that you feel like you should tell somebody, you know, hey, this isn't working out. Or if there's an opportunity presented where you're like, okay, I understand that this isn't working and we have a flow going on, but I'm just not feeling you anymore. Great. Take that opportunity. But in a situation, again, where you feel either disrespected or whatever, I don't feel like that quote unquote closure or whatever is worth it to me.
I feel you.
To me. And that's it.
So only in the form of disrespect, pretty much.
Disrespect, abuse. I mean, again, I cut somebody off for grammar. So, I mean, but I'm petty. So, I mean, some people may think I know a lot of people who feel like if you don't have correct grammar or if you talk like, damn, that's correct. Like, you know, like what, like the fuck, we wouldn't be going anywhere anyways. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it to be like, hey, I just wanted to respectfully tell you that. Like, are they even going to process that? Like, I don't know. I don't feel like it's worth it. Mm.
My kind of go to is the like, I don't know if we're compatible. Or I don't think we're compatible, because that way you don't have to necessarily explain why. Because the fact of the matter is,
really, because I feel like they would ask why.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't feel like talking to you after that.
So they never asked that?
Not really. No,
for real.
If I did, I found a way to maneuver out of it. I mean, my whole thing is, I feel like most people aren't really in one hand, it would be like cool if we could say, hey, you know, this is a thing that you did that I didn't like or that I think was problematic, or this is why I feel like we're not compatible. But most of the time, people don't really want to hear that shit, and they're going to get defensive or they're not going to respond to it.
Like, no, dead ass.
It's not like you can write people like an evaluation at the end of a relationship or right. situation right. and have them look at it like, right. oh, this is really good constructive criticism. Thank you. I'm going to take this into my next relationship.
Yeah, they never
like,
do.
Bitch. You know? So, like, yeah. it would be cool if that were possible, but it's not. So, usually, I don't really try to explain to people why it's not working or why it didn't work, unless it was like a long term relationship, then I might try to do that, because at that point it's probably something that we've discussed already anyway that just didn't get fixed or something like that.
They didn't fucking listen.
Hey. So list some of your incompatibilities that you've had to, you know, kind of move on from. Oh shit.
What the fuck was that?
Me.
Oh. I mean, I've ended relationships or not like serious relationships, but I've ended like dating situations over things that I felt like were a big deal that other people might not have thought were a big deal.
Details.
And some people might have said it was petty. Okay. I'm trying to think of like examples.
She clearly doesn't want to give examples.
Okay, I'll give an example.
I'm trying to.
She clearly don't want to tell you.
I know. Let's move on. Goddamn.
And she's being real slick with
words. I know. She's like, yeah, she just keeps going with adjectives.
Right. Okay. I mean, y'all might know this, but I can't with homophobia. Like,
well, that's
real. I mean, it's not for some people.
No, I'm saying it's obvious to us that you would.
Right. So I'm just kind of saying that for all the listeners out there. I just feel like, because, you know, it can present itself in different ways. You know, you don't have to be overly, I hate gay people, let's kill all, you know, you don't have to be like that. But it's just like, if your proximity to gay people makes you uncomfortable, that's something we have to discuss, because we live in Atlanta and I can't go to Atlantic Station with you and you were literally like, what was that? Like, nigga, like, relax. People are gay. Like, I can't deal with that, because then it just becomes a bigger topic. Like, I find that people who are homophobic are always bringing up gay people and gay things because it makes them uncomfortable, and at that point I'm gonna just have to pull out, because I'm just done. Like, I can't deal with that, because you're gonna annoy the fuck out of me, and then I don't want every day to be an education session where you're not being receptive of it. So I'm not about to sit there and try to knock shit into your head that you don't even want to.
No, that's real.
I'm not doing that.
The same way with like racism. Same. Or things that are problematic as it relates to race, you know what I mean? Or like misogyny, like patriarchal bullshit.
I mean,
like,
there have been black men that I've talked to who, when I try to bring up race relations, they're like, oh damn, like, that's crazy that we go through that, man. Like, nigga, you go through that. What are you talking about? Like, how do you not, you know, like, it's like a wall, you know? You kind of hit a wall with them and they're like not being receptive or not giving anything back to the conversation. Like, is this your first time hearing about this?
No, and at some point I had to decide, like, I ain't raising niggas no more.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those things where, like, before I used to, with, like, white friends that I had, I would try to talk to them about, like, race stuff.
Yeah, because you feel like, you know, you're helping until you're not.
Right, or with men, you know, I tried to talk to them about, like, oh, well, you know, this thing that you just said is actually, like, really disrespectful to women or, like, dismissive of
people
or autonomous
beings.
I
thought that was a compliment.
Right, you know what I'm saying? God. So I used to try to talk to people about that, and I feel like sometimes I got through, but most of the times I didn't. And at the end of the day, I would be mad, because they would be looking at it, especially like with white friends. Like, they would look at it as like, oh, this is a great time to flex my debate skills that I haven't used since high school. But I'm like, no, fuck you. This is my life. This is something that I live every day. And literally, I'm not going to try to prove this to you if you don't want to listen to it. So fuck you. So at some point, I just decided I wasn't going to do that shit. And shit like that is a deal breaker for me.
And Tyler, in that situation, that's what I'm saying. I would dead ass ghost somebody off of that.
But I still don't ghost them. I just say, I don't think we're compatible.
I just say, never talk to me again. Like,
but that's not ghosting, though. I mean, I guess
no, I don't actually say it.
Because to me, ghosting is like they're texting you like, "Hey, good morning," and you just don't say anything. Like, one morning you just stop responding.
You just
text
back, "I'm dead."
Shut the fuck up, Mike. No, actually, I might try that.
I died.
No, I mean, honestly,
you should talk
I feel
to her
like
person. She died.
Right. After the third text,
reaching out to you on behalf of Sophie.
She did.
No, I mean, after the third text, I think I would respond and be like, my bad, it's been like 3 weeks, I haven't responded to you. If you haven't noticed, this isn't working.
Well, first of all, if he's still texting you 3 weeks later,
damn, what's wrong with him?
Yeah, right.
That's
regular,
man. Right.
That's a pretty standard amount of time
to get restraining orders. Like,
really?
I didn't know that.
I don't really want to go into that story, but yeah, I've had to get a restraining order on somebody before.
People are fucking crazy. Anyways.
And there were other times when I thought about getting one, and then it seemed to eventually kind of die out. But I've definitely had people that would not let me tell them no, or say I'm done, you know?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers weirdos.
Yeah, you know, cause I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, like, none of the men that I've ever, like, kept in my inner circle are like that. At least not to my knowledge, right? Cause, you know, people, you know. But, I couldn't imagine being like that. Because at the end of the day, like, for me, like, if a girl ghosts me or she tells me that we're not compatible.
Don't actions feel louder than words?
Nah.
Not for men, because we don't read y'all's actions.
Nah.
You gotta tell us.
But, you know, in your case, if you tell me that you're not compatible, I don't see how hard it is just to kind of move on. Now, I'm not gonna lie, I've had like the Marvin's Room situation where I will, you know, just on a random shit, you know, just try to shoot my shot, throw a dart, you know what I mean?
Maybe it might hit something.
But you know, I know that don't work.
After woman said that she wasn't interesting, you still
just like we kind of joint. Remember Marvin's
Room? Yeah, well, you know, really. You know, fuck that nigga that you with right now. Right.
Oh, so like she'd be with a dude and you?
Yeah,
be
like she done moved on, and then I'm just like, man, fuck that. I'm better than that nigga. Let me text her real quick.
Oh,
but that's just an ego thing. I ain't gonna front.
See, I've never done that.
I've done it. I'm not gonna lie.
So has anybody else got a story? Because
I mean,
I've only ghosted somebody once.
I've used to when I was in my younger days. I mean, since I've been older, I mean, since I've pretty much hit 30s and up, I recall. Usually, I'm a phone call person. I'm a phone call kind of guy anyway. So if it's
a texter.
No, if we're breaking up, I'm going to see you face to face.
Face to face, yeah.
Or a phone call.
I still think, any type of communication over a device is still impersonal.
Well, devices weren't around back in my day.
Right. But phones were still around.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We weren't texting people back in the day.
Right. And it also depends on how frequent we were seeing each other for me to do it in person. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, if we've been seeing each other quite often, then I would do it in person. But if we haven't, I can pick up the phone call. I won't text. I definitely won't do that. But in my younger days, 18, 19, 22, 23, it was nothing for me to ghost. Yeah, I ghost all the time. You know what
Casper.
I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, I know. In my earlier days, I'm way mature now, so yeah, I don't.
Remember when I was dating ghosting her, but I didn't.
Because you work with her. You couldn't ghost her. She showed up at your fucking queue.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Bitch,
right.
You're still alive.
I know, right?
Let me see if your phone... Yeah, your phone works, nigga.
You're right. But that was one of the first times, like, maturely, I had to address really what was going on with me, because it wasn't her.
I remember you talked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a couple of things that annoyed me about her, but it wasn't like, yes. But they weren't all the way deal breakers. I was just dealing with like a lot of personal stuff. I just, you know, like she was a great girl. I couldn't give her what she needed from me. You know what I'm saying? So that was one of the first times I had to be very introspective about myself and be like, damn, bro.
I feel good about myself today.
Nah, I didn't. I wasn't feeling good. I was fucked up, and I didn't want to fuck her up either.
Yeah, I get that.
I've never dated in the workplace before.
Oh, really?
Let me tell you something.
You ain't worked at AT and motherfucking T.
I never have.
Shit.
The closest I did was I dated this girl. I know she was getting ready to leave the building I was working at. Like, she left a week later, then we started kicking it. But, like, work, like, at the building?
Yeah, at the building.
Fucking trash.
I've never dated. I've never
not if you do it
dated.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I've
if
never
y'all
did
both
that.
Mature about it, it's fine.
I've never. I mean, I don't know. I've just never been interested in just, like, dating someone that at work. I don't know. It just seemed weird to me.
You might not be interested in it, but the shit just happened.
Probably.
She come to the cube every day.
Good morning.
It is a good ass morning, ain't it, though? mentioned it.
Yeah, I've never experienced
it. It is not that you showed up.
Not that you came to the queue.
Never
it's good
it
as fuck.
I mean, it is. It's been attractive women in and out of my building that I work at before, but I've never just been like that enticing to be like, oh, I want to talk to him or whatever. So.
Shit. All right.
Sorry, that kind of went off.
No, it's good.
That's
good.
That's what it's for. Yeah.
So. I ghosted a girl once. This was probably about 6 years ago. And I ghosted her because it was a first date. So I don't really think it's a ghost.
Nah.
It was a first date.
But wasn't counts. Like she was texting you and you stopped answering?
I didn't know what to say.
Wait, hold on. Over under a month of y'all talking.
We talked online for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
Then we met up at a bar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the issue is she had a hiccup attack. And she kept hiccuping real fucking loud.
At the bar.
At the bar. To the point where people were like looking at us. Like, yeah, like. And people kept looking at us.
You didn't help her out?
BG's not laughing.
What the fuck am I supposed to do? Scare her?
No.
Like, what do I do?
At her back.
You don't know how to get rid of hiccups?
BG's not laughing.
Nah, how you do that?
No, on God, it works every fucking time. If you hold your breath for literally as long as you can stand it, it gets, like, they go away.
I didn't know what to do because I'd never seen anything that ridiculous in my life.
You ghosted a girl because she had the hiccups?
Bruh. Okay, so it wasn't just that. So she kept hiccuping and people kept looking over at us and I was like, are you all right? And she's like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, you don't sound like it. And she's like, and she looked like she was finna cry.
Oh, because that hurts after a while.
I was like, okay, well, you know, do you want any more? Because she had one beer. And it was like those cartoon mouses when they drip, when they fall in the alcohol and they had the little bubbles. And it was like that. So I was like, okay, do you want any more to drink? And she was like, no. And I was like, oh, well, do you want to just leave? Yes. So I was like, all right, well, cool. Let's just go. So I walked her ass to the car. She was hiccuping the whole way to the car. And she was like, nice to meet you. I gave her a hug, got her in the car. And I was like, I will never see you again. Because that was the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen in my life. If she had just laughed it off, it would have been the funniest shit. And I was like, okay,
she got
cool
emotional.
As fuck. She got so embarrassed. And then she texted me later and was like, I'm so. Well, I guess. That's how I read the text. That's how I read the text. But the text was like, I'm really sorry about that. I'm really embarrassed. And I wrote back and I was like, it's cool. And that's all I wrote. And then she texted like 2 or 3 days later.
That's a proper
some
rule.
Other yeah. shit. And I was just like, no, like, if that's what you do every time you drink, we cannot hang out. And if you're going to get that embarrassed over some fucking hiccups, I'm good.
It didn't work in her favor, though.
At all.
Which part?
The hiccups.
Well, that doesn't work in anybody's favor.
Like, on some Deuce Bigelow shit.
I don't know.
I saw her at the post office, the one in East Atlanta, mm-hmm. and I didn't recognize her at first, but she kept, like, I saw this chick that kept looking at me all funny.
Fuck,
I
hate
like,
that.
Fuck are you
keep
staring
your eyes to
at?
Yourself, bitch.
Yeah, and then when she was leaving, I was like, oh, that's Hiccup Girl. So she's still holding the brush. And it was like a year later. It's like, you're lame, dude. You're fucking lame.
I mean,
y'all, I hate that.
I think it's valid.
When you see somebody that you ghosted, that should have been. I mean, it's whatever because I don't give a fuck. But I mean, I saw Furthermore at the club the other day.
You should
that's
like,
his name.
That's not me. I'm not here.
No, I'm not. That was the look I was trying to give. And the whole time, he was kind of like standing at this weird distance to me. So I was kind of like, okay. But before he left, he was like, well, it was nice to see you. And I was like, okay. And you
that was
me.
The first and only thing he said to you?
Yeah. He was like, I'm about to leave. It was nice to see you.
He sounds crazy.
As fuck.
I only got ghosted once. And I think I've told you guys this before, and I don't know if y'all remember this or not, but we did a review at the pizza place over by the old job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dating this girl. You were there. I think it was when Yo came through. I forget what video it was.
We were doing Big Creek Forever and a Day.
And I don't know if y'all remember, but I got a phone call. And I was dating this girl whose ex-boyfriend was in jail.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And I got this call, and it was this. I didn't know it was from jail.
Oh my God.
I just got the call and it was breaking up.
Hey, nigga.
And the dude was like, hey, you fucking my bitch. Da, 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 da. And I was like, okay, I guess it's a prank. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are you talking about? You know what the fuck I'm talking about, nigga.
Don't you have to like accept the charges? Yeah.
I didn't
really
accept
hit you
shit.
With the Snoop Dogg and
swear
baby
to
boy.
God. Swear to God. Because they were there. Again, I don't know if they remember it, but
no, I don't remember.
I walked
like
away from the review and I went downstairs and I came back up and I was like, somebody's playing on
Yo,
my
you should have answered that shit like Rick Ross on Marble Floors. Yeah, I'm fucking her right now. Hell no.
You fucking my bitch. I'm like, I'm fucking her right now. Got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floors.
He don't like Rick Ross.
Oh, that's
I'll take you that it works.
Oh.
But yeah, so I asked her and I was like, yo, did, because I didn't put two and two together until later.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, did you give your ex my phone number? And she was like, first she said, why, what happened?
Oh!
And your first answer should have been no.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, somebody called me and was like, yo, I'm fucking my bitch. You're fucking my bitch. That's my pussy. Da, 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 da. And I was like, and none of my friends would play jokes like that. So she was like, I don't know what happened. That's weird.
Oh, okay. My God.
So I think she knew that shit. I knew she was lying.
Uh-huh.
So when I left, I already had it kind of in my head that this wasn't really gonna go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But I was trying to be cool about it, and I had left my favorite fucking cardigan at her house, and I wanted the shit back. So I texted her the next day, and she didn't respond. I waited a couple hours, and I was like, maybe she's busy. I texted her again. She didn't respond. I was like, okay, I guess this is a ghost. Cool. See you later.
Did you ever get your cardigan back?
No, and I'm still fucking pissed about that shit. And I've seen her since.
With the cardigan?
Nah.
Yeah. Oh, I must say, damn.
No.
That's her favorite cardigan now.
No, that's a dude in prison's cardigan.
That dude in prison could not fit my fucking cardigan.
I saw him. Oh, you did?
Not in person, but I saw like pictures. Yeah.
What'd he look like?
Because he was in jail because they got in a fight. And they got in like a physical altercation. They both went to jail, but because he actually like blacked her eye, he had to stay in jail. So I saw the guy, and I was just like, yeah, he's like some big, swole, goofy-looking guy.
Tall, too?
I couldn't tell if he was tall from the picture, but...
Wait, how long did that happen before y'all started dating?
How long did what happen?
The fight.
Oh, very closely, because when we were talking, for the first couple times, she wouldn't hang out with me, and I was like, this girl's acting weird. She told me later that she wouldn't hang out because her eye was still fucked up. Why are you... y'all.
Oh my God. I was laughing at his reaction. Not the black eye.
She showed me a picture later. Like, he fucked her eye up.
Damn.
My
God.
And because she hit him back, she went to jail too.
What? I just think that's the way it works. She started dating that soon.
That's not self defense?
No. That's what I was weird to me about.
Yeah, that's super
weird.
That's
why I think that they never really broke up.
Yeah, that's what it
is. You just a side piece.
I didn't know.
So you really was hitting his pussy.
I guess.
You was the side nigga that substituted to the main nigga, but was really just a side nigga all along.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's what happened.
And I didn't realize that until I put two and two together from like, oh, like this random guy called me, said I'm fucking his girl. And I'm like, wait, your ex is in jail. You still talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that stupid.
Anyway, so how long after y'all started dating did you get the phone call from jail?
This was a couple months.
Oh,
we only dated like maybe 3 months, but like a couple months after is when the dude called and was like, no, it was like 2.5-3 months later.
Okay, so it wasn't like 2 weeks.
Nah,
Yeah, it wasn't.
No, because it was done right after the phone call. Because like I said, I asked her about it and she was clearly lying, and I was like, all right, well, cool. I'm not gonna deal with this.
Why? Yeah. What happened?
Right, you're not finna get me fucking cut up with a toothbrush with a goddamn razor blade taped to it. That's not happening. So I was like, all right, cool. You have a good life, girl.
So
you have a good life, girl.
A ghosting story just popped in my head. So I was younger. I was living in Chicago. I was like 19, 20. And I was online. This is like before smartphones and shit like that. Well, was there a smartphone?
You were on Black Planet?
No, I was just on AOL. I was just on AOL
on
and
the
chat.
On the ASL type.
Yeah,
thing,
it was ASL.
There you go.
And it was this older lady, a cougar. She hit me up. And she started asking me for pictures and stuff. So
Was there money involved?
What was his name?
Her name. Because I met up with her.
Oh, you met? Okay.
Yeah, I met up with her. So I sent her some pictures, and she's like, damn, you sexy, this, that, and third. And I'm like, oh, I'm about to give me my first taste of old pussy, boy. So this is the first time. This is the first time I was going to deal with an older chick.
And, how much older?
How
old are you?
I was like 19, 20.
And she was?
And she had to be... She was like in the 40s.
I know, you fucking lied. Was she white?
She was married. No, she was Spanish. She was Hispanic. And, you know, we talked a little bit. She was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to come pick you up. You know, I didn't have no car tonight. I literally like a teenager, old teenager.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to pick you up, baby.
Sex trafficking.
She picked me up. We went to the drive-in. And, you know, she was talking a lot of sexual shit. So I was down. Right, and when I get in person, she clam up like a motherfucker. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, yeah, like I'm down for the game, and you over here like you fucking up and this, that, and the third. And
she probably realized you were 19.
No, ASL 19, yeah. Male, right. Chicago. Like she knew
young.
It was.
ASL is asex location.
Yeah. So back in the day, that's how you kind of got to know. So, you know, whatever, she dropped me back off. And
so you didn't try to make a move or like?
I did. And she was just like, she was just squirmy and stuff. I'm like, you were talking this shit to me. Like, you came at me. Like, what's going on?
Probably thought about those kids.
Huh?
Probably thought about those kids.
Yeah, she'd be like, you probably go to high school with my son.
Nah, I was out of high school. Yeah, but you know, it was very awkward. Even the ride home, because we just rode all the way back home in silence. I'm like, what the fuck do I say? What do I do? I already tried my moves. Like I just didn't. Yeah, so I got home. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. In my head, I'm like, man, I'm not talking to this old chick no more. This, that, and the third. You know, whatever. So I fucking go to the post office to drop something off. And she literally works at the post office, like, around the house. She saw me. Her eyes lit up. And you just see, like, she was like, and I'm like, oh.
Bitch, relax.
Man. Yeah,
you
man.
Didn't
she
do shit.
I didn't.
Man,
you didn't say nothing?
No, I didn't say nothing. She the fuck for?
Were you mailing something?
Yeah, I was mailing something. But she wasn't my teller.
Well, he was trying to mail.
What about
something?
This dick?
Like, I came up here to drop off a package.
Right. You trying to stamp this dick? I'm just saying, how much postage I need for this dick?
Right. Yeah. So that was literally like the first woman I ghosted, or that I can think of.
Handling.
Shipping and handling.
That doesn't even
matter. Dick.
You want it front or back? Give me that back door service, bro.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
But yeah,
I don't think that qualifies as a ghost.
Why not?
Yeah, it does. Or she reached back out. You didn't
respond. Yeah, she reached back out on AOL.
Oh,
after the
mailing?
Yeah. No. After the mailing, after the drive-in thing.
Why would she reach back out if y'all didn't do shit?
That's the point. He was just like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, nothing happened. I'm good.
Yeah, like you was talking all of this shit. I was getting riled up, and we in the situation in the moment, and you punk up.
What movie did you see? You remember?
It wasn't even about the moon.
You had to watch it since nothing else was happening.
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Comfy.
I was mad as fuck.
I believe it.
I was mad as fuck, bro. Like, look, man.
You lucky you're alive to tell this story, bro. You getting in some old ass woman's car. She driving you around.
Married, too.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
I was trying to break her off.
Married people wild, bro.
I don't know what happened.
So wait, now that I think about it, in retrospect, I have ghosted people. But I,
come on now.
When I was young, though, like when I was a teenager, I was a fucking asshole. Like teenager, like early 20s, I was an asshole, honestly. Like I look back at some of it, I'm like, damn.
I was ghosted like a motherfucker.
Like now, you know what I'm saying? Like I haven't ghosted anybody as a proper adult.
I just wonder, like if it is a maturity thing and if eventually, I don't know, maybe it's like eventually you just start messing with people who you wouldn't see yourself ghost. I don't know what it is.
I think it's more about
me. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to grow out of it is what I'm saying.
At some point, I feel like I just like started feeling like it was a shitty thing to do, and I became more concerned about people's feelings. I don't give a fuck about anybody's feelings when I was like, 16 through 20.
Yeah, no, exactly. I definitely care about people's feelings, but, you know, again, it's that disrespect. Shut up, Kim. Anyways, yeah.
It'll only go so far, though. Like, I mean, if I tell somebody, like, hey, I don't think this is going to work, or hey, I don't think we're compatible, and they won't let it go, which has happened a lot, at some point I'll stop answering them.
Hey, what you doing to these men?
Being a woman.
Is it that simple?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
You act like you just woke up a man today.
Right.
Come on, bro.
But I've never had to get a restraining order on myself.
Because you're not a dick.
It's hard for me, again, to imagine like guys that go over that. I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get you.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I've never had any type of experience with that.
Yeah,
it looks like Kodak Black. If they look like Kodak Black, those are the ones you gotta get them straight in order.
None of my exes look like fucking Kodak Black, my guy.
No, I'm not saying.
Tyler's like, yo, I got standards.
I'm not saying
I got standards, homie.
I'm just saying, if they look like that, go ahead and make a safe bet that,
oh man,
yeah, you're gonna need a restraining order because you look like you'd be one of those types.
Most of the people that I've dated, I would say, seemed very well adjusted at first and not crazy, and then
first.
Yeah, exactly, we're and then eventually it's. So you briefly touched on that idea, like when I said that I ain't raising niggas no more, and I was talking about like having conversations with like white friends about like racism, or like trying to talk to men about issues that directly impact women that don't impact men, and like the kind of pushback that I've gotten from that. So I actually am kind of curious about like if y'all have had any experiences of like trying to explain something like that to like a person of a different race or anything like that, and if you will take the time to try to have that conversation with somebody, if you do that online or in person where you try to teach somebody some shit, like, I think you take the time to do that.
It depends. If there's like a real willingness to learn, and I mean, I think that looks a little different to everyone, but I think just based on their approach, and like, I feel like if somebody just comes to you really like, hey, you know, I don't want to offend you, I did want to know how this works in this situation. You may experience it, or you might know somebody who experiences it. I don't really know much about it. Could you tell me more? That to me would be like, okay, you seem, you know, like you really are trying to learn something, or like grow, or like, you know, change or whatever. Whereas if somebody does it in a way where it's belittling or just very abrasive and just not like, man, I don't give a fuck, like that type of thing, like if they do it kind of like to jeer at you or whatever, I ignore shit like that, because it's like I'm not responding to that.
So I had like this guy friend that I had, I was super close with, a white guy from somewhere in Georgia, I don't remember where he's from, but somewhere in like the, you know, relatively close area to Atlanta, but outside of Atlanta, right? And so we used to be super cool, and then like around the time that, you know, Mike Brown got killed, and then like Freddie Gray and all this stuff was really prominent in the news, it was one of those things where we had not necessarily talked about race stuff before, but then it was in the news cycle, so everybody was talking about it, and then people were starting to drop their shitty ass opinions on the timeline, and I actually lost a lot of white friends around that time, because I was like,
the
I
fact
can't
that you had white friends
y'all
to begin with, I applaud.
Well, and here's the thing, like, because
I don't, I think I
college,
have one.
People who knew me in college were like shocked when they found out that I had white friends. I remember, like, actually, so I dated a white guy for the first time in like 20. Well, now I'm telling people how old I am, but the point is, like, a couple years, a couple like years after I graduated from college, I dated a white dude for the first time, and then I like ended up hanging out with this dude that I sort of dated in college, and he was like, "What?" Like, I don't remember how it came up that I was dating a white guy, but he was like, "The fuck?" And he was mad.
He was a black
like,
dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was mad as hell. He was like, "Oh, so this white dude is fucking you, but I didn't." I was like,
oh, hell.
Excuse me?
What?
Anyways, so long story short, though, people didn't know me because when I was in college, I was very, like, fist in the air. Like, I would have been a Black Panther. Like, I was in, like, Black Student Union and all that shit. Uh-huh. So when I started having white friends, people that knew me before that were fucking shocked, because I just didn't really, like, interact with white people like that.
Right.
Before, like, and not even in college, really, but, like, after I graduated from college, like, I started having more white friends. And I had them when I was young, when I didn't really know the...
Everyone, the, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You're so just around. Really, yeah.
But, like, long story short, so I had, like, I lost a lot of white friends around that time because they were just starting to say, they were talking about news stories online.
Correct.
And it was fucked up. And so, like, this guy who I was super close friends with just randomly texted me. Like, I think we were talking about something else. And he said something to the effect of, oh, my God, these idiots are blocking the freeway protesting. What are they trying to accomplish? And I was like, it was like a record scratched. And I tried to, like, talk to him about
not
issues
idiots
like that. And exactly.
Not idiots.
I promise you.
Might as well
have
said niggers. Shit.
No, seriously. Seriously. And so, like, I tried to explain some of these things to him, and he was kind of receptive because of his respect for me, but, like, I've dealt with a lot of people who, like, they respect me, but they don't respect other people that look like
me. Let me tell you, that shit is something that I think is so fucking funny, because you can tell, it's like, well, I mean, I guess you're cool, and I mean, I see where you're coming from, but, like,
one of the good blacks.
Yeah, you know, like, it's not even you're one of the good blacks. It's more so you're one of my blacks. You know, it's like you in like relation or you in proximity to me, I can understand it coming from you. But if I was to, you know, be tested and have to apply this to other people who look like you or walk in your type of, you know, walk of life, I'm still on my bullshit.
Feels very much like or sounds very much like it was back in the day. Like, you know, white people had their word. Maybe a black person or two that they were cool with, but their relationship
overall,
that they had with them didn't apply to anyone
anybody
else,
right. Exactly. Yeah. And that's something that I think is very interesting, because I notice when people do that, not just men, I mean, it could be white people, it could be men, it could be anybody who's, you know, not black like women, whatever. But that really bothers me. I think a lot of people do that with gay people too, where it's like, oh, this is this one gay person that I really look up to or that I would love to be friends with, but I'm not trying to have my son be gay though. You know, like that whole argument. I just think that that's very fucked up, that you would take your proximity to somebody else that you care about and then just block that off from applying to everybody else who looks like them.
And yeah, I think that happens like all the time. I literally had like Confederate flag flying ass white dudes that were like kind of in my like kind of circle. Like around my circle, not in it, but like I remember a couple of years, I'm gonna briefly tell the story, like a couple of years ago, because they have this big event called Slaughter Q every year where a lot of like Atlanta bands play. There were three black girls there, including me. And somebody handed one of them a note that said, "What are you doing here? This is Klan country." And I, oh, and
energy.
So I, like, the thing is like I'm around people that do shit like that, not like in my circle, but like that are kind of around. And so like I've had like dudes that are like in the metal scene or whatever be super interested in me and like approach me like wanting to ask me on a date or whatever. And then like the next thing I know on and I said no, but then like 2 days later they're on Facebook talking about, oh, run these protesters over. This was all around the same time when I just had to like kind of burn my whole circle down. And yeah, that's just like weird as fuck to me. So like you call yourself like having a crush on me or being interested in me, but you hate black people? Like how does that work?
Do you feel like that it's because you're an anomaly in that situation? Like or in that setting?
I don't know.
Like, oh, why is she here? Yeah. Like I've never seen one of them up close. This is what they look like. I want to smell it. Oh my gosh, look at her hair.
You're there, you have to be cool. Like you've been given a hall pass.
Yep, you're one of the white blacks. I've gotten that many, 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 many times.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, I was listening to Tyler talk and everything. And at one of the previous locations I used to work at, there was a white Cuban. Like, if you saw this guy, you thought, you know, he fits
definitely
the
white
part.
Passing.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't even know he's Hispanic. You know what I'm saying? He's white and he goes hunting. He like, does all of that
like
stuff.
Like Canelo Everett.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, how that dude look Irish, this dude looks white. And, you know, we would talk about racial stuff, right? Because, and it, the crazy part about it was he grew up in Miami. I grew up in Miami, obviously different parts. So he's always like, why are black people so disenfranchised? They should just get over it, right? Like that type of mentality. And it's like, bro, like you don't understand the eight ball that we're placed behind. Right. You know what I'm saying? And for us to really progress, like we got to change it at the core. Like, you know what I'm saying? And we've had several conversations going back and forth. I still fuck with him. Like he's my guy, but it's just, you see that mental roadblock that they just can't overcome sometimes. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, at some point that conversation just becomes moot. Like I, like there's no reason to talk about it because you're not going to understand it. And I think that that's the thing that is frustrating, because it's like, I understand, or I try to understand, I try to be open, and I'm not saying that he doesn't. It's just, it's frustrating when people just don't understand where you're coming from and they can't empathize or even sympathize with you. You know what I'm saying? It's always a debate. It's always back and forth. Like, nah, bro, this is fact.
This is
reality.
Like, I
exactly.
live this every day, and fuck you for trying to discredit my experience.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, even on Black Career, we talked about it, like with Asian privilege. Like, bro, like Asians, like one of the cats on there, he was talking about how he knows a whole bunch of drug dealers that they get pulled over. Cops don't suspect nothing. But you know how many times I get pulled over and it's like, yo, we need to check your trunk. We need to do this. Why? Because I'm black? Solely because of that? So, you know, people don't understand that shit, man. They just don't. And that shit's fucked up.
And I used to try to, like, especially, like, certain people who respected me, like, I would try to explain or talk to them. But like you said, there's such some mental roadblocks that they just can't fucking overcome. And eventually I decided that I was going to stop doing that. And so, like, the white guy that this whole story, like, started off with, that I used to be really good friends with, like, I tried to explain some of that stuff, but eventually we just got less and less cool because I don't, that's fucking labor. Like, I don't feel like doing that shit. Like, go look on the internet. There's all this information available to you that you can
educate yourself.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And then, so we weren't.
And then we
really
can have
cool.
a conversation about it.
And then, like, a couple months later, it was Halloween, and like me, him, and another one of my white friends were supposed to be going somewhere, and he was in an Uber, and he like called me, and he didn't realize he didn't hang up the phone, and so he's talking to the Uber driver, and like left this on my voicemail, like, oh, you know, she's a black girl, so she's on black girl time, and I was like, well, okay, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, like wow. it's dead.
Definitely. You're right, you're done now.
You're done now.
Hilarious.
Wow.
P, people are really set in their ways, especially when you reach a certain age.
That's real.
And, you know, it's hard to convince them otherwise because of their own personal experiences growing up. Kind of like the guy you were talking about, like he doesn't see the world beyond his world. And it's hard for them to understand. So when I was thinking of my response to the question, I was like, I don't really hang around or have a lot of white friends. I have none, to be perfectly honest.
Let's discuss.
But I can relate. But yeah, but there are white people I'm cool with.
Correct.
You know.
One.
And I think about one in particular that we still, like, I'm on a group text with some old high school buddies. And we used to read comics, and we used to all draw comics and write comics back in the day. And so we're just all on this group thread, and we're just kind of, you know, they be sharing artwork and stuff that they be drawing, you know, with all of us. And, you know, maybe a discussion about the movie. And I was thinking, like, would I ever really enter into a race conversation with him if we were, like, really, really tight and cool? And I don't think that I would. I really, because I think that it kind of comes to the teaching part that you guys talked about, right? Maybe if there was a discussion that came up, we may have had a, you know, like the Mike Brown stuff, like you saw, like, the country really split at that point because white people didn't know fucked up shit was happening to black people, and they got a chance to actually see it.
Right, because we've been saying that since forever, and they just didn't believe us.
And they still, from what it sounds like and from what we've seen, some still don't understand it. You know, regardless of what evidence they see before them, they just don't get it because it just doesn't exist in their world. So it would be hard for me to try to convince him otherwise if it's just not his experience. And would there be value in that? Possibly, because that person can go educate people that he is around, because I would assume that he's around more white people than more black people. Especially this guy I'm thinking about, I would imagine, but I haven't seen him or talked to him like on a personal level since high school. So I think there's definitely value in that, but how much energy would I put into it?
Exactly.
Not a lot. Not a lot.
Because, like, on one hand, like, I see that that's how, I know that that's how progress is made. Like, if I take the time to educate this person and then they shift their viewpoint and then they go tell that to somebody else who may be more receptive to them because he looks like them, like, I recognize that that's how progress happens, but that shit is fucking exhausting. Like, I have been at the end of so many conversations like that when I was just so fucking mad after trying to, like, prove my trauma or oppression to somebody that didn't want to, like, fucking really absorb it. And it's like, even though I know that it's beneficial in the long run, I just can't fucking do that to myself all the time. And at some point I had to decide that I wasn't doing it. And so, since y'all were talking about, like, not necessarily having friends to end up in those situations, I'm kind of curious. I would pose, like, as men or, like, as, you know, heterosexuals or whatever, have any of you all been in a situation where somebody had to, like, teach you something that you weren't receptive to at first? I was thinking that could be a way to, like, bring everybody into the conversation.
Yeah, I think, in all honesty, Mike has definitely opened me up to homosexuality. I think that I was definitely a little I don't know the word. I wasn't sensitive, right? Like, and I didn't really understand. And it's not like me and Mike had like a hour long conversation. It's just kind of being around him and seeing how he kind of handles the situation. And, you know, I don't know. It's just being around him. I'm like, damn, you know what? My stances are wrong. You know what I'm saying? So I learned a lot from Mike in terms of that. Most definitely.
Thank you.
If I didn't have Mike as a friend, I would be very insensitive person in terms of homosexuality.
I'm sure if I was a lot nicer about it, he probably would have learned earlier, but I used to just holler at everybody and expect them to just take that receptively.
Yeah, we never had like a direct conversation. It was just more so just being around him, you know, that I kind of just started taking shit, and I'm like, damn, yeah, I am wrong. I like, this is not, this isn't right. You know, cause I was very, I was never homophobic, cause my mama never taught me to hate people. I never hated people, but I was definitely uncomfortable, more uncomfortable than I am now. Like, my only thing is like PDA, and that's heterosexual or homosexual. I don't like that shit. Like, you know, holding hands, kissing, you know, peck, that's cool. But when you like tonguing down, like, bro, nah, bro.
With you 100%.
Yeah. So it don't matter if it's homosexual or whatever. But again, like, Mike definitely, he gave me some sensitivity training. That's what I took from my friendship with him. So I appreciate you, Mike.
I appreciate you saying that, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I had to get comfortable with using they as a singular pronoun.
Yeah, because it seems grammatically
correct. Yes. And my friend Chris had to explain that to me. And she was like, basically, if the male person comes and drops off a package and you don't know if that male person is male or female, what do you say? Well, they dropped off a package. Right. Do you think that's more than one person, or is it one person? It's one. All right, then. And that was it. And I was like, God damn, am I really this fucking stupid?
I think that's such a perfect analogy.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember if you told me that or if I heard it somewhere else, but I've heard that analogy, and I was like, wow, like, it really, like, kind of clicked for me. Because it felt grammatically incorrect to me, yes, too, but I try to be really sensitive to other people and their experience.
Oh, wow, but it's kind of not.
Well, but a lot of people think it is because it's never been broken down that way.
No, it just clicked for me as well. I mean,
because when I met Chris identified, from what I thought, Chris identified as male. Mm-hmm. So for the longest time, Chris was my male friend, Chris. Mm-hmm. And then Chris came out as trans, and she has explained so many things that I did not understand before. And it's still hard for me to wrap my brain around certain things. But I always tell people, like, a lot of times it's not really our job to understand, it's just our job to accept. Because not everybody's going to want to explain that to you. If you meet a person that says, you know, and just the pronoun discussion happens, and they say, well, I identify as they, okay, you don't really have to understand it. You don't have to debate it either. If that's what they want to be referred to as, cool.
It is what it is.
It doesn't hurt you any. So what the fuck difference does it make?
Yeah.
But I am extremely lucky to have Chris as a friend, because, like, a lot of things I just read online. But it's different when you have somebody that can actually really
break it down,
explain that shit.
Because you have questions.
I have a lot of questions, but a lot of times you don't want to ask. Because, like, I didn't find out until recently, like, you're not supposed to ask about someone's dead name. Like, if
dead
you
name.
Yeah. So, like, let's say if you were trans and you used to be your older name as a female was Cindy, but your name is now Raphael. You're not supposed to ask, like, oh, what was your name before?
Oh, that would be your offensive. Dead name.
That's what they say is your dead name. And these are things that I didn't know before.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but
I didn't know that.
These are things that you have to learn.
Yeah, I would never think to ask something like that, but I could see how somebody would.
See, I would, just out of curiosity. Mm-hmm. Just because if we're friends, I'm like, oh, well, cool. Well, you know, when you identified as female, what did you call yourself?
Yeah.
And so, that would be to some.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, so, like, to Chris, would that be insensitive? Like, your relationship, like, the level of your relationship
if
with Chris?
I did it, probably not.
Okay.
If you did it, yes.
Obviously.
Yeah. If and again, like, I'll go on Facebook and I'll just see Chris posting things, and the level of her frustration at the way people refer to her or the way people stare at her and all these kinds of things. Some of them, to me, being a straight male, I'm just like, well, it doesn't really seem like that big of a deal. But that thought doesn't ever get to my mouth. It stays right here, because that's me thinking, okay, to me,
to you,
that wouldn't be a big deal. But to them, when you put yourself in their shoes, yes, that's a huge deal. Like, I don't want to be walked around. Like, I don't want to go outside right now and have someone just stare at me or have a kid look and point, you know? But that's something that a lot of them have to deal with. So, I don't know. I feel like with having friends like that, it's just, it's taught me to not just say what the fuck comes to my brain. And it's also taught me to think, okay, well, just because you don't find something insensitive doesn't mean it's not, you know.
And I think, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel like that's really the way to walk around this world, and people who don't do that piss me the fuck off. Like, going back to what we were saying earlier about deal breakers, and that's a deal breaker kind of for me, like, as a dating thing or just even being friends with somebody. Like, if you're the kind of person where somebody says, like, says to you, hey, this is offensive, and you're like, but why, though? Like, fuck you. Like, if they say that it's offensive or it bothers them, like, what do you gain by trying to argue them out of that? Mm-hmm. And one thing that I, like, learned at some point that I never even thought about was the idea of saying, like, spirit animal, because, like, that's something that, like, a lot of people just say.
T-shirts, like, cups, mugs.
Right, but to Native Americans, that's really offensive because spirit animals are something really, like, important, and it's a big deal, like, in their culture. And, like, once I found that out, I was like, oh, shit. And, like, there, I think there might have been one or two times when I accidentally said it since then, but I really tried to make a point to not say that anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what... Like, the people that are like, well, no, blah, like, fuck you, like, it's not that big of a deal. I'm like, well fuck you, you're an asshole.
Tyler, I think, and I'm not going to speak for you, but for me, I think the reason why I feel annoyed when people do that is because they're not even taking a step. They're not taking time to step out in themselves to see why that would offend the other person on the other side.
Right.
And I think it's more about putting yourself into other people's shoes and understanding, like... Like, using proximity to other people and their experience to understand why they feel that way. And it's, I don't know, it just has a lot to do with, like, being engaged and learning and, like, wanting to see things outside of yourself, you know? Because, you know, even as a Black woman, I have certain privileges, you know what I'm saying? Right. And it's just, like, there's always going to be...
an able-bodied person.
Exactly. Like, yeah. There's always, like, the list that you can go down, and you always fall somewhere on the spectrum to where, you know, at some point you still do have some type of privilege. And so understanding that, as it relates to other people and things like that, it's just like a learning thing. So to me, it just comes off as like ignorant, you know, like that it just reads as ignorant and like somebody who just wants to have the final say or somebody who wants to be right. But you're not really right. You're just being loud and you're being wrong.
I would only do that if I was in the same social class as that person.
What do you mean?
So if I'm talking to B, mm-hmm. and B tells me something that he feels like Black people should be offended about, then I'll ask, okay, we'll explain that.
Right.
Like, I worked at the health food store, there was this woman that told me that you shouldn't say the word picnic. And I was like,
huh?
I was like, why? And she says, because it comes from pick a nigga.
Yeah.
And I was like, get the fuck out of here. Get all the fucking way the fuck out of here. That's ridiculous. And I had to go home and look it up. And I couldn't find a definitive yes or no on it.
Okay.
But at the same time, I was like, yo, like me saying I'm going on a picnic, I don't think the connotation still means I'm going to go pick a nigger.
Yeah.
So is this really worth discussing? And even if I was a white person that said I'm going on a picnic, is it really worth it as a Black person for me to say, well, you know where that word comes from? That comes from back in the day. They used to say, I'm going to go pick a nigger, but it's not picnic. Mm-hmm. Those kind of things. So if I'm in the same social class with you or kind of close to the same social class, then I will question you. But if you're an Asian person and I say, you know, I'm looking at Ken and I'm making funny, oh, I'm going to do some Kung Fu. And they're like, yo, that's fucked up. Like, you shouldn't do that. Even if I don't understand it. Okay.
Right.
You said it's fucked up. I'm good. I'll stop or I'll curb it or at least try to curb it.
Right.
But I don't think it's really my place to be like, well, why? And you can always tell when someone's asking why as inquisitive
thing. What we talked about earlier.
And I'm challenging you.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
If you say, oh, that's a I didn't know. Well, why is it offensive? Versus, okay, but why is it offensive? Right. Like, why?
And they're just
like,
waiting for you to stop talking so that they can give their opinion on why it's not.
Why you shouldn't care. And I feel like really that's kind of like humanity as a whole, like from an aggregate standpoint, a lot of people do that where it's like if you tell somebody like, well, oh, like this thing upsets me, they're like, well, that's not a big deal. I feel like that's like a human quality that's actually really shitty when you think about it. And it's part of the reason why a lot of times I don't interact with a whole bunch of human beings in general, because that's one of the things that actually like really bothers me about people, is that like a lot of times people are more interested in placing what they think on you and like holding you to that than listening to you and your experience when
and
you,
understanding
like,
you as a person.
Exactly.
Yep, that bothers me too.
It doesn't bother me anymore. It used to.
Yeah,
I'm just so used to that shit now. I just walk away now.
I just don't talk to people. I don't even get to the point where I'm walking away from them. I just don't really deal with them as a
just
whole.
Just don't even start it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, people are set in their ways. People are sometimes selfish, you know, maybe self-serving, and people are pieces of shit, you know. But
I want to go back to what you were saying about they. And it's real interesting because I was processing the question and I couldn't really think of any real examples because, you know, I'm a curious person by nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of listening and a lot of reading just to try to understand certain things. And I feel like I'm in a listening phase of my life right now where there's a lot coming at me. So I'm kind of taking it all in and just researching, reading, and trying to understand and make sense of it all, which is why I don't really debate as much as I used to, because I used to have an opinion on everything. And so now I just listen to people and listen to people talk. And I remember when you mentioned Chris and the preferred
pronoun,
right? And I was listening to a podcast episode on the Post Reports. Mm-hmm. And they did an episode about a non-binary person that was pregnant. And it was a really, really interesting episode. And I've been talking to other people about the episode because that whole thing was really interesting to me. Mm-hmm. And I was using they when I was describing the person that was in the episode.
And didn't even know it, huh?
Didn't even know it. It came so naturally and organically. And I just, by osmosis, I absorbed that from, you know, having a conversation, you know, with Mike, because I don't have any friends or know anyone like that. Mm-hmm. But again, just listening and just taking into account, I'm like, okay, all right, well, if this is what it is, it is. You know, I don't care one way or the other, as long as it's proper and it's, you know, being a black person, having to deal with stuff, you know, you want to make sure.
Yeah.
So I, you know, I want to make sure that I'm doing right by others where I can. And if, and I'm human and I'm flawed and, you know, I have to learn as well. Mm-hmm. But, I just thought that was so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just a thought that I was having in my head as I was, after I would have the conversations. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you brought that up because that was an example that I could give, you know, to the conversation.
Yeah. I try to like learn from as many people that are outside of my social group as possible. And I remember, I don't know what happened, but I was at home one day and I don't know if y'all do this, but when I get a new follower, if I'm bored, I'll go check out their profile to see what kind of person they are, see if I need to go ahead and mute their ass because they're about to start some bullshit. And I started noticing that I had a lot of trans women following me, and 9 times out of 10, I would go ahead and follow them back because I'm like, okay, I just want to pick up on what you're putting down. Like, if you're putting ideas out there, like you might be indirectly teaching me some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that keeps me from having to ask a lot of questions, because if I see people that, and not every single trans woman, like the ones that are just more active and more vocal about issues, I'll be like, oh, instant follow. Because I want to know this shit. Yeah. And I'm afraid to ask people all the time, like, yo, can you explain this? I don't want to do that because I know how annoying it is. Because unlike everybody else here, I have a lot of white friends. When I came here when I was like 12 and I was a skater, like here, skateboarding wasn't cool with black kids. So I automatically was kind of pushed into hanging out with white kids. Anyways, and then growing up in the hardcore and punk scene and then metal, blah, blah, blah. So I am very, very, very familiar with white people asking questions that I don't fucking feel like answering. You know, I'm not just talking about how come when y'all was made, the bottoms of your feet and the bottoms of your hands ain't black? How come everything else is black? How come? Not that kind of shit, but just like other stuff, like how come your hair don't move? How come y'all hair is... How come y'all... I had somebody ask me that, bro.
Really?
And yeah,
how
dude.
How come y'all hair don't move?
In eighth grade, like she was doing something with her hair, and I was looking at her, and she was like, "Oh, you know, you think this is funny?" And I was like, "No, I just thought, like, why is she doing her hair in class?" "Yeah, because y'all's hair don't move. That's why. You ain't got to worry about that. Y'all hair don't move. Why don't y'all's hair move?" And I'm like, "I don't fucking know. Like, what do you mean? Like, I have no idea."
Right.
But I'm just used to that kind of shit. So now it's just like being an adult. I'm not trying to deal with that kind of shit, and I don't want to be that person to somebody else either.
Right.
You know, I don't want to ask somebody like, well, I'll make this quick. Like I remember when Bruce Jenner transitioned to Caitlyn Jenner, and Caitlyn Jenner was still dating women. In my head, the first thing I thought, I didn't say it, of course, but the first thing I thought, I was like, okay, so would Caitlyn Jenner identify as lesbian? This was in my brain, never came out of my mouth until now. And I remember Charlamagne the God, with his stupid ass, actually asked the question. The first second I was like, oh, you about to get ate the fuck up. Because that's not shit you ask. I would ask Chris that shit. Because Chris understands that, that I'm a dumbass and I just want to know.
Right.
I would never go on a public platform and be like, hey, guys, explain this to me. No, because it's not that deep to me. It's just something that I was wondering.
Right.
But a lot of things that I'm curious about concerning other social groups and other communities, I usually just keep this shit to myself because it ain't that deep. Like, I don't have to know. I'd like to, but I'm not going to ask because I know that you might have already got asked that same stupid fucking question 35 times. Right. I don't want to be 36. So
yeah, I got so many questions in my head about stuff.
I got a million.
Ask that. I am not going
to
ask that.
I say dude to everybody.
Let me tell you.
And Chris has corrected me like, yo, like if you're talking to a trans person that is a trans female, curb it. Don't do that. Of course, my immediate reaction is, I say dude to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Same.
It didn't come out because I was like, you know what? Chris said, don't Noted. Do it. Noted. I'm going to try. I might slip. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And Chris even got to the point where he's like, stop fucking apologizing. Like, I know you're sorry. Just don't do it anymore. And I'm like, but
yeah, no, that's very hard for me. Because I say bro, sis.
Oh, I got cursed out the other day for saying bruh to a woman. And I
really?
Excuse me, in Atlanta?
Like not in a mean way, but like she's like, stop calling me bruh.
In Atlanta?
No, this is not somebody in Atlanta.
Wow.
I didn't know. I say bruh. Y'all, I say bruh all the fucking time.
It's just a thing.
You know what? It's crazy to me.
Today.
You know what? No. You know what's crazy to me? I think that certain things in my are more of an expression than like a...
Like literally.
You are a bruh. Like, I'm not saying... Your bruh. I'm
but
saying
that's the shit that they hate. That's that. Well, actually, instead, you just say, okay, cool, and you move on.
I had an ex-boyfriend get mad at me because I called him bro. He's like, oh, I'm your brother now. Like,
oh, no, you don't shut your ass up.
You get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. That's different.
Yeah, I say expressions like that all the time, and it'd be different types of expressions. Like, my expressions vary. Like if I say like.
Slick.
No.
Got a new one every week.
No. If I say something like, nigga, look at this. Like, that's me saying, hey, you person, look at what I'm doing or what I'm talking about.
Can't you use their name?
If I say, hang on, Ken. If I say, nigga, and somebody just happens to be in the room and you just look up and think I'm referring to you, that is when I'm using it in an expression.
Like an exclamation.
It's an exclamation. Bitch is an exclamation for me. Yep. Nigga's an exclamation. Bruh. Like, things like that. Like, I could literally be scrolling my timeline and be like, sis, like, now she knew better. Or like something that is just in between me and my phone or whatever. And somebody will look around and be like, you talking to me? Like, no, I'm not actually. It was just an expression. Like, so I understand that. And I'm not going to sit here and argue to a trans person like, hey, you know, this is why I feel like I should be able to say this around you. Or this is how I'm referring to, because I'm not referring to you as that. I'm really not.
It's just not worth it.
It really is.
Because I say, oh, man, like, all the time.
Bruh.
And I didn't know. I know. I heard it.
You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Like, if someone says, is that food good? Oh, man, this is good as hell. Or what'd you do last night? Oh, man, I went to this club.
Mm-hmm.
I had to curb that type of language.
Mm.
And, of course, in my brain is saying...
That's hard.
It's why does it mean that? But my mouth is saying, stop fucking saying that shit, Mike, and I stop. I just have to.
That shit is...
I have to.
I ain't stopping.
Yeah.
You don't have to, but it's just, you know, I have a lot of trans friends, but I have a few.
Mm.
And if that is making them uncomfortable,
it's like your group.
Yeah, it's my social circle. Like, nobody in my social circle has an issue with that.
Sure.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Sure,
obviously, if I would address that, if your social circle changed. Of course.
Yeah. You know, talking about Chris real fast, I didn't announce this and I should have, but Chris is actually putting on this festival in Minneapolis called the Mood House Festival that I'm hosting, and it's a lot of alternative indie rap groups. Moody Black, Chesky, Dope Knife is playing. A lot of groups are playing that are all fucking great acts, and some of them are trans, or some of them have members in the LGBTQ community. And you know, I consider myself to be pretty open, and I think I'm fairly safe. But I've been like, not necessarily stressing, but like telling myself, curb dude, curb the old man's, because I don't want to offend anyone, especially in a public setting. And it is hard, but I'm sure it's also hard for some goofy, you know, white person that came from the 60s to stop saying colored, but I want them to. You know what I mean? And they might understand in their head, well, you are colored. But, and I have to explain, like, yo, nah, that term means this. So, yeah, in our heads, of course, we're thinking, well, this is just an exclamation. This is just a this, just that. But none of that shit matters at the end of the day. You know, it matters to them that you stop saying it because they find it offensive.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. And I get the difference. It's just hard as fuck.
It is very hard. But at the same time, it's nowhere near as hard as being trans and walking around and having every little thing be against you. So it's like,
I think a good example of it for me anyways, I curse a lot, and I feel like me curbing my cursing around family or children, it's the same thing. Yep. Whereas, you know, in my regular circle, I'd be like, man, shut the fuck up. I'm not doing that shit. You know, like, whatever. But somehow when my mama get around, I never curse.
Exactly.
It just don't come out. It won't come out. I'm so sorry. Exactly. I won't even say hell. Excuse me.
Me either.
Bruh, it's gonna be hell if I say hell. Mm-hmm. Like,
my mom won't say anything. She'll just look at me disappointed and just walk away. And I'm like, fuck.
God, but I guess in that same way that y'all have that, is like, if we think about it that way, like the same way that you assign that degree of importance to, like, I don't want to offend my mother. Like, maybe we have to, like, start thinking of it that way. Like, I don't want to offend this group of people. So it's I have to have that same level of intention.
Yeah, it's something that we would have to practice, because I've been doing that all my fucking life. You know what I'm saying? I grew up not disrespecting my mama. You know what I'm saying? I knew how to not curse before I knew how to curse.
Right.
So it's like when you introduce, you know, a new standard around a certain, like a new set of people, it's kind of like, okay, I have to actively unlearn this. And then, you know yourself, you know, if you're the type of person who just, you just say something or an exclamation before you even think about it, that's going to be difficult.
That's for real.
I just feel weird even having discussions about the difficulty of straight people having to curb their language to accommodate other groups. And that's where I don't know. This is like an internal thing where I just don't even, like, I don't tell Chris or any of my trans
friends,
man, this is fucking hard. Because it's not hard compared to what they're going through. So it's like, I have to just learn to just keep my mouth shut about certain things and just learn to not always understand, just accept. I don't have to understand everything. I'm not the smartest guy in the fucking room, so I'm not going to understand everything. You guys try to tell me about sports shit, and you're like, okay, this person did this because of this. And I'm like,
it doesn't,
okay. But I walk away. It's a different thing, yes. But I'm saying I don't challenge FIFO when he tells him something about sports.
Right.
I say he knows what he's talking about, so therefore I'm going to shut the fuck up and listen. It's the same thing when I'm talking to a trans person. If they say, don't refer to me as dude, I know you're not saying I'm a dude, but just don't do it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be like, well, but no.
Mike, yeah. I have a question.
They know what they're talking about.
And in your experience with your trans friend, I mean, you don't have to tell me if they said it, but just in general, is it like, don't say dude when you're around me?
To me.
Right.
Yes. It's not around me. I can say dude to other people.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not like
it's just don't address that person that way.
And I've known that this entire conversation. I guess my whole gray area was with the whole exclamation thing.
Okay, so here, okay, real quick again.
Sure.
This is another way Chris broke it down, and I was like, oh, you're right as fuck.
Okay.
When you're walking down the street and you see a bunch of women, do you say, I'd fuck all those dudes?
Huh?
Dude is not a gender specific word, or it isn't, it's it, gender, I'm sorry, dude is a gender specific word, whether or not we use it in exclamations as one.
Okay.
So if I'm saying to you, oh dude, I had this good ass burger, fine, it's an exclamation, but at the same time, that term is still gender specific whether you like it or not. So again, if it was not gender specific, you would not see a group of women and say, I would fuck that dude. Otherwise, you could say it's not a gender-specific word. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, you're right again. And I've told Chris a million times, like, you should be a fucking teacher. Because the way Chris breaks shit down to my stupid ass, I'm like, I didn't think of that 2 seconds ago. But you just broke it down to the most simplest form, and I don't have any sort of argument about it. So it's really just a matter of unlearning using that term around people that you know might be offended by it. I might still say it to you. I might still say it to you until you say, stop saying that. But
interesting.
And yeah, us straight have a hard life.
Oh, but the thing is, like, okay, so kind of like bring it all the way back to like how this topic even came up. Like, that's how we make progress. Like you said, like Chris should be a teacher. Like, that's how we make progress. But like, how exhausting is that for Chris to, like, it's probably cool with you because y'all are tight, but for other people, and it's weird because, like, on one hand, like, that's how we make progress. But on the other hand, it's like the labor that we ask people mm-hmm. in those groups to do. And sometimes, like, you know, I've had white friends or coworkers like ask me about something as it relates to being black, and they meant it from a good place. Like, sure. They were asking to understand, but I'm like, I don't feel like trying to explain this to you. Like, for example, the one day we were all at the studio, this is like from a woman's perspective, and we were talking about that whole Aziz Ansari thing and whether or not that was sexual assault. Mm. And you were like, well, let's ask Tyler. Tyler, is that sexual assault? And I'm like, I'm not getting involved in this conversation because I just didn't have the energy to try to talk about my perspective in that moment. And I feel like everybody in the room, especially because like I've always gotten the distinct impression that everybody here respects me. So I don't feel like anybody would try to diminish my like my opinion. So I didn't think that you all were going to diminish me or not listen to me. I just didn't feel like talking about it. Like,
you could say that. You could just say that. I don't feel like discussing it. I'll leave you alone.
No, yeah, that's what I said. I was
no,
like,
you did. You just sat back like,
I was like, I'm not getting involved in this.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. You no, I literally said the words. I said, I am not getting involved in this conversation. Right. Isn't that what
you
I
didn't
said?
Say, I don't feel like discussing it. See, that that's there's a difference. We're men, again. Yeah. We're men. Yeah. So the way you said it, I thought you were annoyed and offended. That's why I left you alone. Versus if you'd said, like, and this is me trying to say, well, speak in guys' terms, woman, but when you said I'm not finna get into this, I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I just offended her somehow and I should just shut up. If you'd said, look, I don't feel like discussing this, like this is just gonna irritate me or something, I'd be like, oh, okay, I didn't offend you, but you don't want to get to that area of being offended. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, Mike, she did say that. She just didn't use those words.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, us is bad. Like,
yeah, like when I heard it, I was like, all right, cool. I'm just like,
Yep. I'm letting it go.
I was still like, I'm going to leave it alone. And I didn't do that to put you on the spot. So if you felt that way, I apologize. What I mean by that is if a group of men are discussing what sexual assault is, that conversation is fucking trash.
I completely agree.
So that's why I said, well, ask Tyler. Because Tyler is a woman. And if Tyler says it's sexual assault, everybody here should say, cool, it's sexual assault.
And I feel like you all would have. Like, I feel like you all would have like maybe like asked questions for clarification. Like I said, And in this circle, I feel like I could have had that conversation without my opinion being diminished. I don't feel that way in most other places. In most other places, I hell no wouldn't have that conversation because I don't fucking feel like it. But here, like, I thought that I would be listened to. I just didn't feel like exerting the energy to really talk about it.
Just not that day.
Just right. And not that day. I wasn't offended at all, and I didn't feel like I was on the spot. Because you're right. Like, if in that conversation, if it's just a bunch of dudes talking about it, like, probably what they're saying is bullshit.
But see, I always do that, so I guess I need to stop doing that.
No, I just didn't feel like doing it.
No, not just to you.
But I feel like it would have been a very progressive conversation, and that kind of goes back to, you know, the thing with your friend Chris. Like, I feel like it would have been a progressive conversation, and like I think y'all would have listened to me, and hopefully everybody would have walked away from that conversation with a new perspective on something. I just didn't understand.
But that's me expecting you to feel like having that discussion. So maybe that's something I should stop doing.
But
because I do, like, if I'm out and it's a social setting, even if there's a woman there that I don't really know, if we're discussing something that is central to women, I might be like, well, yo, I don't think we should really be giving our opinions as facts when it comes to this. Maybe ask, what's your name again? Oh, Claire? Ask Claire. Maybe Claire's like, man, fuck you. You just put me on the spot. I don't feel like talking about
maybe
this.
Maybe Claire was sexually assaulted 3 days ago.
Yes.
It's like triggering.
And that's why you want to
see how we just stay fucking up. Yeah. That's why I said the life of straights is so hard. Man. We have to go through so much.
Y'all ain't worth shit.
I know. Yeah, it's a learning thing. I didn't know. So thank you for saying that.
But it's like at the same time, like it's good that you like would ask to get that other perspective. Because of, like you said, like feeling like that conversation would be trash without that perspective. But it's kind of a double-edged sword.
In a second
opt in or opt out. Yeah.
I'll text next time and be like, yo, are you trying to have this conversation?
Right. Like, give me a fair warning right quick.
Right.
Cool. Very good conversation.
Dude, that went way long. I was like, let me come up with this idea off the top of my head. And it
turned
into
I'll save my topics for the next time.
right.
I'll just say, go look up The Rainforest Burning. Move on. That's it.
I saw that. That was crazy.
That shit is crazy.
You can go into detail, but that's a whole other discussion.
Oh, my God. Right.
Yeah, I definitely think we can touch on that next week, unless mm-hmm. something else came.
It'll still be burning.
Yeah, it'll still be burning.
Wow.
The only thing I had was Obama's playlist. But that
you
was
don't
it.
Get either of that whack-ass playlist. That shit wasn't yours, bro.
Huh?
That shit wasn't Obama's playlist.
I don't think it was either for some reason. I was looking at that. I'm like,
that shit looked like a fucking a Getty Images playlist.
I'm like, really?
Obama ain't jamming to none of that
shit. Wait, hold on. So we're going to go through this whole podcast, this whole podcast, and not talk about the most viral shit that's happening right now?
The Popeyes chicken?
Yes. Love that chicken for
Popeyes. I tried to go, and I don't eat fast food at all, but everybody was talking about the shit. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go to Popeye's. And I got there, and they was completely sold out, and they said they weren't going to have no more for 3 hours because they had to thaw. And I was like, man, fuck this.
It's a mutual friend that me and Rod know, and her and her son went to 4 Popeye's in her radius where she lived at. All of them sold out.
Damn. Yeah, so the crazy thing, the wife, she had it the other day. I haven't had it yet. But we went one night, and it was like, yeah, we're out. We're not going to get it until the morning. And then yesterday, on my way to get that fucked up ass Subway that I ate, there's a Popeye's on the way on Memorial.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bruh, when I tell you the line for the drive-thru was 2 freaking blocks down. Yeah. Because all of a sudden, I'm driving. It was raining.
It's crazy,
and I'm like,
man,
why is there so much traffic? It was the fucking traffic. Popeye's, bruh.
This is a new chicken sandwich?
Yes. Yeah, they trying to be Chick-fil-A.
But the meat that makes me want to join the clan.
Yo, it's but crazy. The
fact that y'all put run that energy, out in that the fucking world to get a chicken sandwich. Yeah. And y'all waiting in 2 blocks worth of traffic for a chicken sandwich.
I mean, y'all did
MLK didn't die for this.
And the guy fighting.
Yes.
The guy that ended up in a fight.
I said that to beat.
Yeah.
This dude jumped into through the drive-thru window.
Too much energy, Mike.
But the person in the window was hitting his ass with a damn mop.
But the fact that
it's over freaking chicken sandwich, though. Really?
Come on, man. We got to do that.
Have you had a chicken sandwich?
I think Popeye's workers should start owning guns and just start shooting.
Stop. No.
What?
Oh, I'm doing it again. They yelled at me about doing that.
Oh,
they said when Sophie says something, I should not correct her. So
what?
Yes, move forward with the guns, Sophie. I'm trying to be a better person. Yeah, they scolded me
for what?
They say anytime Sophie says something that I don't agree with, I chastise
her.
That's part of
yes, it's part of the show.
That's me being a dick.
Please,
I just do that.
Shut up. It's part of the show. It's part of the friendship. It's part of the interactions. It's what we do.
And if I piss Sophie off, believe she would tell me,
yes,
nigga, shut the fuck up.
Y'all stay out of our business.
Correct.
I know, right?
That shit is wild. Like, I don't know. It's like, I'm going to still try the sandwich. But I just feel like...
I knew you were.
I mean, I had Chick-fil-A's spicy chicken yesterday. So, you know, I have to compare and contrast. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
But I just feel like...
In this essay, I will.
Sorry. Shut up. No, but I just feel like all of the viralness around this is just really fucking people up when it comes to, like... Everyone already knows that Popeyes has shitty customer service, for the most part. But I feel like going to these establishments and chastising these workers even more than normal to try to put up a fight. Mm-hmm. And, oh, you ain't got no sauce. I see the sauce. Do you want to fight me, you raggedy-ass bitch? Da-da-da. First of all, you're here because you need something. First of all, let's get that understood.
Yeah, that chicken.
Second off, you are over here. Like, these people can't control what the fuck comes in and out as far as inventory. You know what I'm saying? They're not the manufacturers. They're not the people who place orders. They don't do any of that shit. So if they tell you, hey, we don't have something, who the fuck are you jumping in my goddamn window trying to fight me, bitch?
You gonna give me this chicken?
Yeah.
Bitch, I will shoot you.
Because they're not getting any extra money because
of
this. They're just having a deal, like, be the face of dealing with that. It's fucked up.
Hey, though, Charlie, you doing your goddamn job, though, Charlie. If I came here with a goddamn chicken sandwich, you gonna give me the more.
You better have some hot sauce, too.
God,
no, I could not deal
about
shit.
How well you just did that voice, bruh, that you just did. Like,
you know where I live. I hear that shit to my good account.
I saw people reselling the chicken sandwich on eBay.
Shut the fuck up.
I tweeted it yesterday. Yeah. I was like, dude,
they hustling the chicken
sandwiches.
Wait a minute.
People are buying the chicken sandwiches and reselling them?
Yo,
for the higher price.
I'm going to be a corner boy. I'm going to go on the corner.
You're fucking stupid, bro.
They put limits on how many you can order as well.
Wow.
Again,
you can only order like 2 at a time.
I'm joining the clan. Black power, because y'all are fucking ridiculous.
Okay, so
y'all out here fighting over a
they
fucking
They said they put
sandwich.
Ebola in the sandwiches.
To Mike's point.
Take us out.
They need to.
It is.
Shut the fuck up. up, Mike. I'm trying it today. Go ahead, leave me alone.
They need to.
Say it, Ken. It's ridiculous.
Well, I got to be Ebola, though.
Because that's what comes from Africa, isn't it?
I guess so. That would make sense.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're trying to take out the black population.
To Mike's point, what?
To Mike's point.
It's ridiculous.
I'm not joining the Klan. But.
Shit.
He got a point. Like, it got to the point where I'm looking at some of the stuff and I'm like, all right, this is getting embarrassing.
This is really sad.
Feeding into the stereotype, man. Mm. Let Wendy's, let Chick-fil-A, let Popeyes have this social media beef online.
And let's keep it friendly and laugh about it.
Yeah. Don't go fighting somebody for it. And why is always the black people running out? I mean, you know,
if I was eating meat,
I would go get the damn chicken. But it's getting very absurd.
Mm. Get it.
And or it is absurd. And y'all making me embarrassed to be a black person.
Yeah, I'm about to be my Uncle Ruckus on, bro.
I'm gonna go get some of that damn white pot, some of that white stuff.
I wanted to try the sandwich before it started going like super. Like, I think it was last Sunday I wanted to go try it, but I was like, I'm not really in the mood.
I was like,
I'm not in the mood. But legit. I can't, like, I feel bad. Like, I don't want to add to, like, the line that they're already trying to combat. You know, it's just kind of stressed out. I don't feel bad
about
that.
Just be cool about it when you get up there.
Oh, you ain't got none? All right, cool. I'll come tomorrow.
Have a good one, all right?
Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
But y'all out here fighting over chicken. Like, come on, man.
But you know what has also made me realize? I mean, obviously, Chick-fil-A is kind of the standard as far as customer service and accommodating for, like.
Unless you're gay.
I mean,
they did sing Lean On Me.
Okay, shut up. Okay, but anyways, no, like,
complicit.
As far as it comes to, like, innovation for fast food and drive-thrus, because they be having, like, three drive-thrus that merge into one, and, like, they stand outside and go all the way to the back and have everybody's order, and then they have another station where they'll take the money, and then another station where they just give you your stuff. That is very innovative to me, and it's so funny because I had driven past Popeyes last night. There's a Popeyes and a Chick-fil-A right next to each other where I live. And so, like, when you drive past, first of all, I drove past the Popeyes and it was like the line was literally wrapped around the building. And I was like, damn, they have so much traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Then I, like, pulled into Chick-fil-A. I just wanted a salad. I pulled into Chick-fil-A and I thought that, like, damn, this shit is dead, until I went around the corner and saw that the three lines like of merging traffic were all full. So I was like, oh, they're still full. You just can't tell because it doesn't wrap around the building like it normally would. But yeah.
I wish their food was innovative.
Who?
Chick-fil-A.
Hey, they added macaroni.
I got to try it.
Who is going
to? I need to know thing. What is.
It's not bad.
What, white folks.
Oh my God.
All of y'all listening.
All three.
Shit. What do y'all go crazy over? What are y'all creating lines?
That Rick and Morty
Sperry's.
Sauce.
Is that what
Rick
it is?
Rick and Morty sauce. Remember that shit? Y'all remember that?
Because I'm not in those circles.
So I saw it on Twitter. I don't remember what restaurant it was, but Rick and Morty, that fucking terrible cartoon that for some reason people think is funny. Exactly. It ain't funny.
I don't even know what it is.
You don't need
it. Yeah, don't worry about that.
It's some Cartoon Network show that's just
I always get that show and the regular show confused.
Regular show is funny.
Right.
Rick and Morty, I don't get it. Yeah. Anyway, so apparently there was some kind of like Hawaiian sauce or some shit. And for the white people that are typing a fax only, I don't give a fuck. It's not really that type of sauce. But it was some kind of sauce that they talked about on Rick and Morty show.
Mm-hmm.
They brought the sauce back. I think it was Szechuan sauce. They brought the sauce back and they were flipping out.
Wow.
All of the places were running out of the sauce. White folks were in the fucking parking lots mad as fuck, fighting each other over the sauce. People were putting the sauces on eBay.
Huh?
Only because it was featured on the fucking Rick and Morty show.
Okay.
So it's not just black folks that do this stupid ass shit. I just feel like I am allowed to get more mad at black folks for doing this kind of shit.
Yeah, because
I don't feel like black people are even freaking out about it because it's chicken. I think it's the whole viral internet shit. Because, like, I've eaten Popeyes once in the past 5 years, I would say. And it was because I was hungry and I was driving and it was the closest thing there. So I wanted to go to Popeyes because everybody on the internet was talking about it, not because I give a fuck about chicken. Because I don't even eat fried chicken normally, like, honestly. So, like, I think that a lot of people.
Fried chicken, you a lie.
I think a lot of the people going, and the reason why there are lines all down the street, is because of this whole, like, viral internet shit. I think it's more about that than the actual chicken.
And I think you are 100% right.
No, it definitely
but
is.
But it's still chicken. Fucking chicken. Yeah. At the end of the day.
Chicken.
I want to taste it.
Taste it later.
Yes.
It's fine if you want to run out.
But is it going to be here for forever? Is this a limited time thing?
No, exactly. It's not limited time.
It's not limited.
Right. Yeah. So you got time.
Yeah, you got time.
Don't feed into the stereotype.
You know, I don't want to wait a month.
Relevant in a month.
But it's open on Sunday.
See, that's
you're the wrong type of cultural.
The fact that this chicken ass sandwich is culturally relevant. So everybody wants to run out there. Yeah.
I could just. It just drives me nuts. Hear it.
The sandwich?
No. I hear them. I definitely hear. I hear them in my head every time I see this shit. And it drives me fucking crazy.
Yeah.
I will say that Popeyes has put out some really good things over the past couple of years. I had a fucked up order and then they gave me a whole bunch of free shit to try. And they have this dessert. I think it's banana cream pie.
It was a watermelon. Watermelon creme brulee.
So that good. Shit was good. The desserts are good and then the sides are like different.
They overrated. Like
watermelon soaked in Hennessy.
Right.
I made that up.
She
That's
is so excited.
That doesn't sound bad though.
Sophie was like, "Yo, really? Which one?
I don't like Hennessy though. Power. No,
you don't like Hennessy. Yes.
I'm with Mike now.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, you tripping?
I'm with Mike now.
See, I'm tripping.
I want my hood.
If you think Hennessy is delicious,
I want my hood.
The application tonight.
Can we turn the hood though into like a hoodie though?
You can.
Can we trick it out?
One. Put some bling on it.
Modernize the.
Then you're becoming one of them. If you start putting bling on your KKK hood,
I mean, we just try.
That's basically baby fat. What?
All right, that's going to do it for her.
Spitters on my horse that we're riding to burn the crosses in front of their house.
She said she's bringing it back, though, Ken. So, you know, you just in time. Yeah.
I'm beginning.
She wanted to be as big as Chanel, though.
I'm going to take my nigger to an old town room.
You going to pick a nigger to take to the
old town? Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to pick a nigger to take to the old town.
They did.
And we didn't do a word of the day.
That's what I was going to say.
Picnic. Yeah.
You be skating by. Fuck that.
My bad, y'all.
Yeah, you fucked up.
We got y'all next week.
Sad.
Anyway, yes, that Obama playlist looked like bullshit. This was my first time really looking at it. I thought it was going to be like the old when he was in the White House Obama playlist.
Right. That was believable. But this I'm like, bullshit. Come on, really?
Yeah.
I believe this nigga can rap. That nigga can rap, Michelle. Come listen to this nigga. He can rap.
Wait, what?
Some bullshit. Like I'll text it to you.
Yeah.
There's no Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Obama ain't, actually, he is from Chicago.
He invited him to the White House.
Yeah, he invited
him. When he needed him. Anyway.
That's why Trump went and got Kid Rock. He got his supporters, you know? He's smart.
And Ted Nugent? Anyway.
Do y'all think Trump has ever listened to an A$AP Rocky song?
Hell
no, but he was mad when A$AP Rocky didn't give him credit.
Of course.
The White House was pissed off when they didn't get thanked.
But, Trump is the first one talking about bad bitches. That's my fucking problem.
Right. And he is correct.
That's what he told Hillary the second she showed up. He said, "God damn it, these bitches, that's my fucking problem."
He is the opposite of that Jay-Z song. Hey,
exactly. They all have his problem.
Yeah, all of them.
All 99 of them.
Yep. So, all right, man, we're going to jump into comment commentary after this quick break.
What's Gucci, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Huey Revolution.
This your boy Ramu,
along with Nemo the Zeus,
and we are the Low Mid Podcast underneath the Dead End Hip Hop Podcast Network.
If you want some funny ass conversations and dialogue from a young black male perspective, this is your fucking place to be.
You dig? We talk about anything and everything from polyamorous relationships to the deepest depths of outer space.
And don't forget the album reviews and the top three lists.
You dig? And we have some up and coming artists, as far as rappers, actors, come on the show from time to time. So you'll get to hear a wide range of perspectives on everything.
Long story short, if you are a human being, you need to be listening to our fucking podcast.
You dig?
Yep. Where's your uncle?
Back to your scheduled program.
Fuck you talking about?
Man, listening to y'all podcast, y'all lucky y'all never been called a nigger or anything. Mm-hmm. I remember falling out with the dude that was my best friend at the time because he started changing when these new white kids moved in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They start nigger and go back to Africa in my dad's Porsche. We were fighting for like a week straight. Six white boys punching and kicking me, calling me a nigger and all that. Just made me a stronger person because now you can say that shit. I'm going to laugh at you and slap fire out you.
Huh?
Tight.
All right, Mr. Pierce.
Yeah, I was with you to the end.
Yeah.
You slapping all the white dudes, huh?
Yeah. Good, but yeah, that did, man.
Slapping everybody,
right? All of them.
Yeah, you know, on your dad's Porsche,
right? Ooh. Oh, Porsche.
The problem,
Porsche.
Porsche.
Oh, I thought you said porch.
Oh, you I thought you said Porsche. Porsche.
Oh,
the P O R, yes,
bruh. Porsche. Oh, you can call me nigger if I'm driving a Porsche.
Right, I'm a nigger in this damn
right now. I'll be a nigger today. Yeah. Watch how this motherfucker turn this corner out. My shit too fast for you to call me. Uh-huh. All I heard was nigger. That's all I heard, boy.
Anyway, all right, so let's see. So Jonah Q, so what's been happening in the BZ's number is called caller ID spoofing. It's basically a way for scammers to use your number to call either your contacts or random numbers with similar area codes in an attempt to get personal information from the recipients of said call.
They got you, B?
Update. Yeah.
They got me too, bro. They got me too.
Update on that. Yeah. I changed my number, of course, and people close by know. It's been, my phone's been peaceful and it's been regular since
so
then.
That's why.
It hasn't been.
They got a hold of the phone.
They got a hold of my phone number. So that's what it was. So that's why.
So did they call you? Did it look like you were calling yourself?
That happened a few times.
That's what I got.
It happened a few times.
It looked like it was myself calling. So I answered, like, what do I want?
I was like, how can I help you today, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Are you good today, Mike?
Hey, Mike, I answered to put on speakerphone and just wait to hear something and nothing.
See, mine said, this is AT&T. And we're calling about your bill. Someone got a hold of your account number. They need you to give us your account number. And I was like, oh, well, I don't know my account number. Can I give you my social?
Oh no.
What happened?
And I gave him my social security number. It was a momentary lapse of reason. And they came back and were like, okay, so what is your AT&T passcode? And I was like, oh, it's blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my.
Mike. And no, I didn't
you're
even.
You're lying.
I swear
nah,
to God.
Nah, Mike did that.
You called me about the Martin website game.
I know. But I'm admitting it.
Okay.
This happened. And it got all the way to the point where I was like, okay, so. Once it got to like towards the end of the call and they were asking me for something else, then I was like, oh shit, I fucked up. all I saw was the dude, you know you fucked up, right?
I'll be honest with you, most places won't take your social over the phone.
No, AT&T will. Because that's how if you don't have your account number, they'll take your social.
Not just last four, but the whole thing?
No, yeah, they'll take your whole social.
Ooh, got me.
Because anybody can get the last four of your social.
Yeah, and here's the thing, that like, you know, you call a credit card company, you call your bank, sometimes, you know, they'll need the whole social. So that's cool. But, you know, obviously I work in the wireless industry, and I literally just had a customer come in. I greeted her at the door, and she was hot.
She
came in and she was like, I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know, how can we help you? She's like, nah, I'm mad. I'm like, oh shit. Like,
okay, what else?
And she was like, I got a call from Verizon talking about my line is suspended because everything's fraudulent. I'm not no fraud person. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, look, I'm not saying you are.
I hate when people be accusing you, nigga.
Look, let me help you. I don't know what's going on either. You know what I'm saying? So I put her on the phone with our fraud department, and then she came back and said, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. It was fraud. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought this was like a joke or whatever. Y'all just messing with me. But nah, like, it's for real, man, because you got to think it's a very lucrative way of getting fast money.
Yeah.
Like, your phone, that phone, both of my phones, your phone, all of these phones right here, we have over $6,000 worth of phone on the table, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And they tried it. I had to call AT&T and they had to change all of my stuff.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
And I was so mad at myself. I was like, I can't believe. I posted it on Facebook. I was like, man, I can't believe I fell for this shit.
Dumb idiot.
I know. I felt so stupid.
Typically, they get old people.
I know.
That's a sign.
My mom said, she's like, I wouldn't even fell for that. I was like, shut up, Mom.
That's a sign.
You're making it worse.
I know.
Learn from Mike, y'all.
Yeah, please do.
Last one, confessions over Jen. Man, seeing FIFO's. Seeing FIFO's.
For the more.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Was that Sophie's friend that sent that shit in?
For the more.
For the more. Will you ask Sophie why she don't respond to my text?
Hell no.
Maturation from a young man in early DEH age days to fully develop an adult now is crazy. He's such a wise motherfucker now. Props to the growth, y'all. I really appreciate y'all talking about your economic and psychological come up at the beginning too. Very inspiring and informational. Feel like I'm constantly getting put up on game. That was from Confessions over Jen.
Who did he say was mature?
Appreciate it.
That was B or FIFO?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, FIFO.
I definitely think I've come the furthest.
The most, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, I was... When I think back, and obviously I'm still a knucklehead with some things, but I was...
Mr. Bitches and Hoes and Shit in the World. That's,
man, it's Bitches and Sluts and Shit.
That's classic. That is classic.
Bitches and Sluts and Shit.
That was never going away.
That would never go away.
How long ago was that?
Like 10 years ago? Like when we first saw it, it was like maybe a year or two.
Like it's Bitches and Sluts and Shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's Bitches and Sluts and Shit.
That was...
Oh my God.
I've come a long way.
We were like, what?
The only one that hasn't changed is B. B.
Because B a real nigga.
B been the same since day one.
He just looked at you like...
No,
he's been the same since day one.
He has.
The rest of us, we all, like, I look back in Ocean, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm stupid. You know what? I would say, Mike, you've grown a lot too, because.
But it just happened.
Once he got tricked.
Nah, but like Mike used to be very abrasive and pretentious. And I'm not gonna front, like, when we used to do our Dead and Hip Hop shoots, I used to go home with a fucking headache, and I wanted to smack the shit out of him.
And I wish he would have, actually, because it probably would have maybe changed earlier.
Yeah, but you know, like, I understood Mike, and I've seen the growth in Mike too. So,
oh, look at y'all.
You, Mike.
Appreciate you,
black man.
You're violin playing.
I know.
I would say Ken and Rod stayed pretty much the same too.
No, Ken has changed.
Ken has changed.
Yeah, no, Ken has changed because he was more radical
for the better.
He's not as radical. He's still as radical.
I think he's more radical now than he was then.
Ken is nicer now.
Ken back then would just say some old random dumb shit that didn't make no sense.
Yes.
He don't do
and
that.
And mean
no
it.
More. I don't even think he meant it. He would do it to fuck with people.
He's still radical, but he's not as boisterous or loud about the radicalness.
That's true.
He keeps it amongst us now. Before everybody knew how radical he was.
Real G's move in silence.
Yep.
Like lasagna.
Yep.
Like
yep.
Like no.
Hey, you know,
get the fuck out! Oh my God!
Fuck.
You know what?
I could tell you was trying to think of that shit. Get out of here.
And I think Rod's gotten more sensitive as he's gotten older.
Who?
Rod.
Oh.
Like, well, let's wait until he's
more
here.
Sensitive?
I don't think so. I think he was always sensitive.
No, I'm not saying.
I know. Yeah, but has he gotten more sensitive?
I think Rod is even more, which is crazy as hell to say. I think he's even more try to be more understanding.
Oh, more
understanding and sensitive are different things.
Okay, they are.
I know what you mean. He meant sensitive to other people's.
Yeah,
I thought you meant he's like
sensitive
himself.
Not sensitive himself. Just sensitive and understanding to other people even more. So
I can see that.
That's probably all of us, I would think.
Yeah, I think we're all more open now that we've been kind of like in the public eye for so long. Like, we're more careful with what we say and how we say it.
We got cursed out enough. Except B, again.
Because he'd be...
He was online arguing with some hotel motherfucker.
I saw that.
That dude was a dick.
That shit was so fun.
God, that dude was a dick.
I had time that day.
Clearly.
It was slow at work. I was chilling. So when I read the message, I sat there for a second. I'm like,
how am I going to respond to this?
I was thinking like, I'm not busy at work. I'm like, I'm kind of bored. You know what? Let's go. I'm like, okay, I got time today. So
that dude was a fucking asshole.
He was. Every time your shit killed me. I was done. Like, your shit took me over. When I saw your tweet, Tyler, I couldn't even get an exclamation mode no more. I was like, done. I was like, Tyler ass, I hate you. Because I was dying laughing I was already laughing interacting with him. But your shit took me over the top. I was like, done. I said, you killing me.
See what happens when you come at us? We all laugh at you. We sit at a table and we fucking laugh at you.
Laugh.
So maybe learn the lesson and stop doing that shit with your corny bitch ass.
Right. Yeah, he was whack as hell.
Yeah,
he was real whack.
All right, what's up, Sophie?
All right, so it's the questions portion of the show. Send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com. This letter, I guess, is titled "To Be or Not to Be: Open Relationship Help." Now, I'm gonna do a fake name because I just don't know. His name is going to be.
Of course, it's a guy.
Theophilus.
I like that, actually. I like it. Okay.
What happened to him?
Theophilus?
Oh, London?
Yeah.
He was hanging with Kanye and
just,
you know how that goes.
Okay, what up? Mm-hmm. What up, y'all? I'm in a pickle.
His name ain't Theophilus because Theophilus doesn't use words like pickle.
I'm in a pickle, yeah.
That's Chad.
Yeah.
Or Brett.
That's Zach.
Theophilus.
That's Zach.
Okay. I am a black male, 22.
You a lie.
Shut up. Have been seeing this woman, 26, since January. We met at work and hooked up and have been sleeping with each other since. We go out together, have met each other's friends, and enjoy each other's company. So what's the problem? While I do enjoy her companionship and the activities we do together, sexually, I'm not attracted to her anymore. There have been more than a few times.
Hey,
just ghost her. Fuck it. Okay. There have been more than a few times that we've got together where I've had to pull a quickie or fantasize about someone else to get me to finish. I feel bad because shut up, Mike. I feel bad because she clearly likes me a lot more than I like her, but she just doesn't do it for me anymore physically. I still think she's attractive, but she doesn't turn me on. She has all these plans for the next 4 months that she wants to do, but in the back of my head, I'm like, I don't know.
Hell no.
No. He black. Okay, wait. So she has all these plans for the next 4 months that she wants to do, but in the back of my head, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Facts.
What would y'all suggest at this point? I don't want to lose her friendship. We don't even work together anymore, so I see her less anyways.
Ghost her.
But I feel like it's time to move on. I've thought about just kicking it until maybe the feeling comes back, but I don't think that's how it works.
Don't try to force it.
Yeah.
I'd appreciate any advice moving forward.
Thanks, Philopius. That shit ain't hitting the same, bro. That shit ain't hitting the same.
You know what it was?
He tried to get out.
It was probably just infatuation.
Yeah.
See
what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
What?
I know.
Post nut clarity.
What'd you say?
Post nut clarity?
What is that? I haven't heard that before.
Yeah.
Is it okay for me to ask you what this is?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Fine.
After you nut, you get clarity about the situation you're in.
Yeah.
Really?
That's never happened to you?
No,
ever?
I go to sleep.
Shit.
Every time.
Mike be back knocking on the door. Can you do it again?
I go to sleep. I'm up here. Bruh.
I think that's what that is. I think sometimes people can have an infatuation with somebody to where they're like, oh shit, like,
yeah, it wears
they
off.
Create this idea in their head of what it would be like to have sex with this person. Mm-hmm. And then after you do it, you're just kind of like,
once they get them, they're like,
You know, that's how it was when I lost my virginity. Because, like, I obviously thought it was like way up here, and then you get in, it's like, it was good, but it wasn't what you expect.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know, it wasn't like this whole thing. Yeah, and, you know, obviously sex gets better with experience, but I think in this situation, it was infatuation. He got it. And then now maybe it sounds like, you know, she's planning all of these things. Maybe she's trying to build up this type of relationship, and he's just like, nah, bro, you just a booty call that lasted a little too long.
You know what else could have added to it? The fact that sometimes when people work together, there's like an increased, like, ooh, this is something that's forbidden. I mean, depending on your work culture, this is forbidden, or they don't know that we're having sex, but, you know, we never show up together, but I text him when I'm ready to go, like that type of thing. So it's kind of like, I think that may have added to it. And especially now that y'all don't work together no more, it's kind of like, well,
did he ever say it was good?
Smiling when you were saying that.
Did he ever say it was good?
I thought he did.
Did he? I'm just asking something.
Well, he said I thought he said it in the beginning.
He said not anymore. So at first he was.
Yeah. So I wonder what. So yeah. So he.
I wonder.
Rod,
yeah.
Any details like what happened? Like, does she no longer do things that she did when you first met?
Does she have a smell?
I'm kind of.
I don't know. We don't know. I don't know.
Why you go to the
it
smell?
Escalated.
I don't know.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like,
the smell.
Why all of a sudden she got the.
Maybe she could have acquired a smell. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know, and you don't know either.
I don't, but I would have never went there.
Well, it's a possibility.
It's like we were all guessing. We were like, well, maybe she stank.
Maybe her pussy stank. Oh, stank pussy asshole.
Right.
Ew. Damn. I didn't think stuff for that, though.
It's like a general smell.
We're not, yeah. Anyway.
Conversation with, like,
yeah, I know.
It could be breath smells. Or?
Yeah, that, no, ooh.
Mm. I've been what did there. You say? I'm
it
sorry.
Could, it could breath be breath.
Breath.
Oh.
I'm like, huh? Breast milk? Shit, she leaking on you, bro?
I feel like that would be hot to some people.
Oh, there are people like that.
Some people would probably like that.
People like,
yeah, you know what? The shit that you told me about.
There's something for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But bad breath could be a problem. Especially
no, bad breath.
If you exhale like that.
Yeah.
If you real good with it.
Oh, God. You hit me.
It's coming at you like a wave.
Yeah.
What is this, the mist?
What the fuck, man?
You got the whole green shit just moving towards you?
Hell no. I don't know. Jesus Christ.
But she said it's been like a couple of months though, right? Like that seems really fast to stop being attracted to somebody.
That's why I think what Sophie said makes the most sense.
Yeah.
That he was just infatuated and then it just ran out.
And it's a workplace thing. It's hot. You want to fuck, you know, man. Shit.
And I've personally known people from both. No, I'm going to say I've known people, like whether male or female, who's a situation happened where they've been infatuated with something and they just be like, oh, I got it.
Wow.
And
now, I think
we've all
fun.
Been through that. Mm-hmm. Or at least.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, yeah. I think that's what it was.
It's like, whoa. And you kinda look like you fuck better than that.
It's like coffee.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
it's like coffee.
Home.
It smells better than it tastes.
What? Back to the smells again. Stop.
Sorry. Anyway.
Don't insult coffee like that.
Coffee's
nope,
nothing
let's not
for anyone.
This.
Huh? Coffee's trash. Excuse me?
Anyway, nope. Anyway.
Yeah.
Tea
stay
is better.
Question. Leave that alone. Question.
Tea is better.
Leave question. It alone.
Question.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
To focus on a question.
Sorry. Yeah. We're back.
We're going to get thrown off.
So, yeah, that's a bad situation, man. I know we haven't given you any advice yet. My advice, just have a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, you just acting all goofy and just be like, well, man, it sucks now. I don't know why. Maybe she knows why. Maybe you're the problem. Did you ever think of that, buddy? Maybe Theophilus, yeah, maybe.
Maybe he smells?
Why
do you know?
The smell and stuff, Sophie?
I don't know.
Never mind, I'm not going to feed into this.
Please don't.
Sorry. I want to.
Maybe you're not feeding into it, Theophilus. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe she doesn't feel like you're taking care of her needs, or she doesn't want to take care of yours. Just talk
to
her.
She ain't throwing it back the way she used
that's
to,
because
you ain't throwing
you
it.
Back. She ain't thought. She ain't dropping it.
He ain't throwing because he ain't throwing it.
Right.
So she ain't gonna throw it back.
That's right. You ain't slanging that dick, right?
Like Mike said,
you ain't slanging that dick. And no, we don't need a follow up because you're gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
We need a follow up from her.
I don't think that's true.
Have a conversation.
You don't think what's true? That he's gonna lie?
No, I don't think what y'all are saying is true, because if she's sounding like she wants to have all these plans and stuff in the future months, then she's clearly still.
But not all
him.
Women are stuck on sex the way we are. Like, I can't speak for y'all, but most of the women that I know typically won't end a relationship where they like the guy a lot. They're not gonna be like, okay, well, this is done because of sex.
Right. I think
awesome.
Some women will be
guys
like, we could work on it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It sounds more so like he just needs to talk to her. Like, he might just be on some, like, superficial shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, when
right.
I just met you, you used to, you know, give me blowjobs all the time. And now that she's been with you, she's like, I don't feel like giving you no motherfucking
blowjobs. She's probably not going to extra mile.
Because it stank.
And if you... I knew you were going to do that. God damn it.
Sorry.
I mean, if your dick stinks, you... I mean, that's why you should talk to her. And she'll tell
so
you, like, yo, you
communicate.
Dick, like,
no,
yes.
What's, no what's
why
going
you writing
on?
Us? You should send a letter to her, bro.
Yeah.
You've been with her for 2 months.
Nuts,
right.
Bro.
So it's some type of comfortability.
Yeah, they make soap for that now.
Right.
I forget what it's called, but they make
like
nuts
soap.
You know what?
Yeah, really?
Yeah, ball wash or some shit like that.
I didn't know that.
It might be called ball wash. I'm going to look it up. But yeah, I saw it on Instagram.
What's the ingredients in that motherfucker?
The fuck?
Chick
spit. Is it all natural?
It's organic. Oh, it's organic as fuck.
It's organic.
Hello, organic.
Hello, from the earth.
Yep.
No additives.
I'll look it up, but I saw it on Instagram. I get weird ass ads on Instagram.
What the hell you be looking at, bro?
I don't know.
I know, Mike.
I stay getting shit like this, but it was called, like, I get, like, manscaping ads, all kinds of weird shit.
The fuck?
Yeah, I get weird ads on Instagram. Anyways, just talk to her.
Yeah.
Just talk to her.
I mean, honestly,
you're being kind
of
silly.
You could take the second paragraph of this letter and just change the tense and forward that to her in a message. Like, while I do enjoy your companionship and the activities we do together... Oh, you might not want
to. Don't you send this to her as a fucking mess. You better talk to this girl.
Well, I mean, talk to her.
Talk to her.
What is wrong with you? See, this is that Sophie ghosting.
And do it before she spend that money.
How is that ghosting?
Right.
I'm saying that's the mentality. It's like, oh, just send her a message. You don't send somebody a message like that. Yo, pussy ain't good no more. You don't send that. You talk to him. Sit down.
Is that not talking?
I feel like we're not sexually compatible anymore. I don't know what the issue is.
Yeah.
If it's me, let me know.
Right.
But right now, I don't feel like... our sexual part of our relationship is going the way I want it to go.
Right.
So let's have a discussion. What do I need to do? And I'll let you know what you need to do.
Because
hey, everybody, I had fun. I'm out.
See, so, that's what I'm talking about.
What?
Because you would think basically, after a couple of months, they would be comfortable in having this discussion. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not maybe, like it's a one-night stand or nothing like that. They've been they've been kicking it for months and months.
So oh, yeah.
Like,
it's been since January.
That's the long fucking
time.
Oh, yeah.
That's, long, that's too long to just ghost on somebody, man. Especially
if I agree
sex
with
been involved. You got to talk. You need to talk to her. Yeah.
Like, if you're faking the nut, then yeah, then it's time to go ahead and have a discussion.
Oh, my God.
But
what a horrible.
If you do want to ghost,
yeah, it's rough.
Just do it whenever she call. You're like, Eddie.
Eddie
Murphy.
Fuck oh Murphy. Up, man.
You wasn't here. It was about my phone. It was about my phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, why are you calling your girl Eddie? I don't get it. I'm lost.
Well, is that enough advice? That's the
best. Yeah, no, that was good advice. I mean,
that's the best. Yeah, it's like people are so hesitant to communicate, and that's like half the fucking problem.
You know what? I don't think it's that. Well, I think it's that, but I think it's also like people don't know how to say things in a way where we can be least offensive.
Mm.
You know, it's like you care about somebody's feelings and you know you want to communicate, but it's like, okay, how do I say this while being like hurting their feelings the least? Like, you know it's going to hurt, but how do I hurt their,
you
know?
Put it on yourself first. That's one thing that intuitive men learn. Don't start with her. Start with you. Say, if it's me, let me know. I feel like this, but if it's me, tell me.
Yeah, I heard that, gang.
But y'all know.
I heard it when you said it.
You know how we do now. You don't start off at like, look, you're not doing what you used to do. Don't ever do that, Theophilus. Yep. Just start off and say, I noticed there's a...
Baby.
There's a slight veering off.
That.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, kick it one time.
We have been veering off a little bit.
Veering off?
And, you know, I really want this to work.
Ooh, yeah.
And, you know, if it's me, let me know. Because I want to be the one.
I want to be
that
the one.
Gets hurt first in this relationship.
Boom! There you go. Copy paste, y'all. Copy
paste.
You
got you, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Copy paste.
You bro.
You hear the soft strings playing in the background. And all you heard, you said,
why they come in?
You start breaking that shit down.
Oh, shit.
Well, once you start off the yelling, that mean you love her, boy.
Hey, bro. Look, that game was so good. Sophie over there texting furthermore. Right there. Right. Look, I changed my mind.
Furthermore, don't
remind me. Furthermore,
ain't that bad. We can work something out.
Oh man. Anyway, that's going to do it for us this week. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Zip it up and zip it out.